Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back at the Albia High School Fieldhouse, where the Albia Blue Demons are in a catfight with the Grinnell Tigers for the championship at the 2013 sectional wrestling championships that are being held here in Albia. And a dogfight is what you could have called some of those matches, including the last one that we brought you. A very exciting 285-pound match that featured a literal last split-second pin for Zach Davis. He got that win for the Blue Demons, and he will join six of his teammates in the finals. We'll walk down through the results here for you, and this scoring update is being brought to you by the First Iowa State Bank and Summers Insurance on the north side of the square in Albia. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for wrestling, both in Sheraton and Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Albia, all the good folks in Knoxville that listen in on 96.7 KIIC. At 106 pounds, Walker Henderson got the number one seed, and he advanced to the championship against Connor McKay from Grinnell. His opponent will be Zach Bogle from Centerville, who prevailed over Ben Woodridge from Knoxville in his semifinal match. At 113 pounds, it's Cody Smith from Davis County, and he's going to be going up against Jake Staroska from Grinnell. And Staroska was able to get past Michael Cope in his semifinal match at 113 pounds. And Cody Smith, as the number one seed, received a bye all the way to the championship. Quite a few more wrestlers at 120 pounds, folks, where number one seed Shadow Leshen advanced with a bye in the quarterfinals in a semifinal match against Skylar Cunningham. He got it done with a whole bunch of takedowns and got the tech fall. Nick Ryan of Sheraton went down to Garrett Owens in his semifinal match. Owens from Centerville advances, so it'll be Centerville versus Albia at 120 pounds for the championship. At 126, number one seed Bryce Leshen advanced with tech fall over Dakota Shooter from Davis County Bloomfield, while Tanner Cowan had a tough match but was able to prevail against Devin Harberts from Sheraton. So it'll be Leshen versus Cowan at 126 for the championship. That is a rematch of last Saturday's championship that Leshen won in Fairfield. Josh Crawford was the number one seed coming in at 132 pounds, but he came up against Albia's Blake Lawless, and Lawless did a fantastic job, caught Crawford in a double chicken wing, got the pin, and Lawless advances to the championship. He will go up against Bradley Irwin from Centerville, who was able to tame Tanner Pouse from Sheraton in their semifinal match. So it's Centerville versus Albia at 132. At 138, the Albia in the finals continues. Caleb White, the number one seed, last second takedown against Kieran Robich from Knoxville, and White advances to the final. He'll go up against Tyler Nance from Sheraton. Nance was able to get by Garrett Jay from Grinnell in a match that featured a lot of back and forth. So it's Sheraton versus Albia at 138. Your 145-pound number one seed was Dalton Folkers. He got into the semifinals with a bye and then came up and pinned Dom Clark from Knoxville in the first period at 145 to keep the Blue Demon Albia string of finalists going at 145. His opponent will be 42-3 on the season, Brody Beck, a wrestler to not be looked past. Beck put on a very good effort against Stephen McCurdy from Sheraton, and it'll be Beck from Grinnell, Folkers from Albia at 145. At 152 pounds, Griffin Osing, the Albia 44-0 junior, advanced to the semifinals with a bye in the quarters, and he pinned Grant Walker. Grant Walker came in at 3-20 for the Centerville Big Red squad, but everybody's record is 0-0, and in the quarterfinals, he was able to knock off Kenny Clark from Grinnell, and he advances to the semifinal where he was beaten by Osing. Osing's opponent will be Connor Gergrish from Sheraton. So another Sheraton-Albia matchup at 152. Connor Gergrich got past Spencer Bassett in his semifinal match. 160 pounds here on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. The finalists will be Brett Leshen and Bryce Litka. That's Albia versus Grinnell. At 170, you're going to see Logan Bowes from Davis County up against Jack Leshen from Grinnell. So there'll be four Leshens in the championship matches here at the Albia High School Fieldhouse. 182 pounds. It's Spore from Knoxville. He advanced over Jacob West, and he'll face Carter Isley from Sheraton. It's Knoxville versus Sheraton at 182. 195-pounder Riley Denny from Centerville lived up to his number one seed. He'll go up against number two seed Jack Egan from Knoxville. Knoxville versus Centerville at 195. And for the big boys at 220 pounds, it's Austin Warrington from Grinnell. His opponent in the finals will be Brock Cavanagh from Knoxville. At the 285-pound class, Albia's Zach Davis will go up against Ben Kincart from Davis County Bloomfield. And those exciting matches will all be brought to you here on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming, KIICradio.com. All the great sponsors are thanked by all the great fans here listening in on Classic Country Land. We'll kick it back to you and send her down the highway to Joe Millage.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe Sinclair up in Albia. We are live down here in Eddyville-Blakesburg. We are going through our championship rounds now on mat one and our wrestle-backed consolations on mat number two. Mat number two right now has Drayton Hamm from Cardinal taking on Tanner Ray from Eddyville-Blakesburg, and Ray is up 16-7 right now with about 18 seconds left in this match. And Ray has had himself in trouble a couple times and gotten himself out of trouble a couple times, obviously, with the score 16-7. So looks like Tanner Ray is going to win this one here with a reversal, another couple points. And this one's just coming down to a close here. So Tanner Ray will move on in the consolation round for Eddyville-Blakesburg. That is weight class 106. I do want to tell you that Briar Cochran from Moravia is your weight class 106 champion, beating Tyler Runyon a couple of minutes ago. So congratulations to Briar Cochran from Moravia, beating Tyler Runyon from Van Buren. And now we've got a championship match right now with Megan Black taking the mat. On mat number one, it's Megan Black in weight class 113, taking on Ryan Kale from Cardinal. And this one is just underway, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Again, Eddyville-Blakesburg leads this one in team points. And we've got Coach Winger up now in Albia. Let's go back up live there. This update has been brought to you by Eddyville Lumber. They have everything for all your building projects. Go in and thank them this week for helping bring these live broadcasts possible. Go in and thank the folks at Eddyville Lumber. Coach Winger on the sidelines up in Albia. Let's go live now to Joe and Jason.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We want to bring you this coach's interview, courtesy of Garver Animal Health and Mick Furniture in Albia. And Coach Winger joining us up here. Coach, congratulations. I'll tell you what, congratulations on the amazing amount of Tums you're going to sell for this final round, because and the dollars you're going to send to the Albia Albia Hospital or Monroe County Hospital, because all of us were in cardiac mode that last round.
Yeah, I was just talking to Dave Paxton a little bit ago about that might be the most exciting round I've ever been a part of. That's athlete or coach, either one. It was just, that was nip and tuck all the way. So, yeah, I need to take a little breather, I think.
Well, we got the wrestlers on a break here, Coach Winger, and you're really in a cat fight for first place with the Grinnell Tigers. You're putting some distance between yourselves and third place Sheraton. Is this where you thought you were going to be after the semifinals? And I think you got to be real, real happy with your 32-pounder, and I think things probably went your way for most part the rest of the way.
Yeah, I guess I really don't know what the team score is, but yeah, we expected to be right there competing the whole day. You know, we popped a couple kids in there because we knew that other teams were going to be light, and you know, Jacob West stepped in there and we're going to be able to score some fourth place points with him, and Christian Powell stepped in at 70 and we're going to be able to score some fifth place points with him. So, you know, we had to try to close the gap there somewhere with our limited resources that we've got. So, you know, we didn't know for sure where we were going to fall, but we fully expected to be in the top two. Yeah.
We're talking with Coach Dave Winger, and after a big round of action and getting into the finals here. And Coach, what are those things you're trying to tell your wrestlers here? There's nothing else you can coach them up in technique, nothing else you can do with conditioning. Now it's just making sure they mentally are prepared to go.
Yeah, when we went in the weight room back there, we were pretty excited. So they, you don't really have to say much to them. They're excited. And I said, you know, if this doesn't make it worth it, you know, everything that we've been going through for 3 months, then, you know, it's really worth it. So, and they're starting to see that for sure. And the more we win, the sweeter it'll get.
Well, that's a huge catalyst to finish out that semifinals there, Coach. Those of us that had the advantage to be looking at the score clock as well as the official, he called the pin, but he didn't get his hand slapped until time had expired. But he started to indicate that it was a pin in that split second between when time expired and his hand hit the mat. And a lot of disappointed Grinnell Tigers, and I think the Knoxville Panthers are kind of on us a little bit here too. But it's fun to have those go your way.
Yeah, no question. I know it was close, and you know, it's all over when the ref raises his hand. So I really can't keep my eye on the clock and the match both. So we just have to trust that the ref made the right call. And again, I was telling Dave Paxton, if that goes against us, I can't argue it. So, you know, it's between the scorekeeper and the official, and really there's not a whole lot we can do about it, but it definitely fell in our favor there for sure.
We still got Joe Millage on the line at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Joe, I can hear the background noise there at Rocketland. I know Megan Black was on the mat. How are things going on that match?
She got pinned, Jason. Ryan Cole from Cardinal is the winner for weight class 113. We'll see Megan wrestle back a little bit later. She went limping off of the mat. You know, she had some injuries earlier. So I know you still got Coach Winger there, but Megan Black loses in pin in weight class 113. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Joe. That's a tough one. And you know, this, I guess that is an indication of just how things can look like they're going to go one direction. That's been the storyline. It's been some upsets along the way. It's been some tight matches where you didn't think they're going to be tight, and that's what you expect when you get into these live or die type of moments.
Yeah, we have a saying in the room that anybody can pin you, you know, but not everybody can beat you, and there's a difference, you know. This time of year, you can get caught and get pinned, and it was just that time of year, so. You just hopefully you have the character to fight back and do the things that you need to do to advance.
Well, Coach, give us two or three of your favorite highlights there from your semifinal round action there, and we'll start to cover some of these 6-pound matches as they go. But you had a great round. You're 3 points behind Grinnell right now, 141 to 144. A lot of good things happened there. Just kind of break it down for us, your favorites.
Well, I have a lot of them, but, you know, you start with Blake, you know, right off the bat, getting that pin against the number one seed. That was huge, and obviously that allowed us to keep the gap close, you know, between Grinnell and us. So that was a big one. And then Caleb's, you know, last second reversal to win that, or takedown to win that match was big. And, you know, it was just all over the place. And, you know, Zach Davis with his pin. So it was just a real exciting round for me.
Well, we're really looking forward to the finals. You've got 7 Blue Demon wrestlers in those finals, and I like your chances in every one of them, Coach Winger. We really appreciate you taking the time with us up here in the booth, and really looking forward to getting you up here with some of your champion wrestlers to talk about things after the wrestle back round. And good luck here in the finals and the consolations.
Yes, sir. We got some business to do. Thanks.
Outstanding Winger. Head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, Coach Dave Winger. And boy, Joe, just watching him over there on the side and on the seat right on the edge of the mat, he was a ball of nerves the entire time. And you've seen it that in the Zach Davis's final match there, Coach could hardly watch there at the end because, you know, he was living out their dreams. And as I went down and talked to him before he came up here, I said, "Hey, Coach, I saw you with your head down." He said, "Yes, I just couldn't stand watching a dream be stolen." And we got to see the amazing ending of that. But he lives and breathes these kids and wanting them to have success.
And we've got 106-pound action, the championship, Centerville's Zach Bogle versus Davis County Bloomfield's Walker Henderson. This match being brought to you by Centerville Tractor and Implement as well as Bloomfield Tractor and Implement. And right now it's Walker Henderson on top, 2-0 in the first period, and he's trying to work a pinning combination. He gets the half Nelson in and pins his opponent in the first period. So Zach Bogle will have a chance for a wrestle off. Let's see over here on the other match. Knoxville.
If Woolridge can get the win here.
If Woolridge gets the win, Bogle advances. If McKay gets the win, he'll have a chance for a wrestle back. And right now we've got McKay from Grinnell trailing 2-0, but he is in the down position. So let's set this 106-pound match up for you. We got Connor McKay from Grinnell. He's wrestling against Ben Woolridge from Knoxville. And McKay just tied it up. It's 2-2, Grinnell and Knoxville. And there's the Grinnell kid at 106 pounds. He's working for back points. He can't quite get him turned over there, but he's got the chicken wing in. Now he sinks his hips. Just gets him past parallel, but not for long enough. Still first period action here at 106 pounds. And
boys, just sits down on a little bit more. He'll have that pin. We're rooting for
It's a
Knoxville kid.
It was a tie match at 2-2, but McKay from Grinnell is counting back points. He's got three now at 106 pounds. He will go to the second period with a 5-2 advantage. If McKay from Grinnell wins, there will be a wrestle back at 106 pounds.
Woolridge able to survive that near pin there, but he got that deficit there, 5-2. Over here on the 113 mat, it's Strasco taking Ostraska of Grinnell taking on Smith of Davis County. And Alvia fans, you want to be rooting for Strasco from, or you want to be rooting for Smith, the South Central Conference foe over Strasco. Hey, Coach Cochran, what's been your big moment today?
Well, just get to watch some good wrestling here in Southern Iowa. That's the best aspect of it.
Getting you juiced up for a week away?
Yeah. I mean, it's just tough to get away from sport. But I'm trying to explain kind of what goes on here is because it's kind of an odd thing that we have a 113-pound final match and 106th place third and fourth match. Normally they'll wrestle. They have to complete the 106 matches before they get to 113. But since there is not a, there's only three kids in the bracket at 113, and there will not be a third and fourth place match, they went ahead and wrestled in the final match here. The reason they do that is so kids can't have an understanding of if whether they need to win, who they're going to wrestle back, and those sorts of things, because it can make a difference in the outcome of a match.
Yeah, you don't think about that, as a spectator, you don't think about that much. But you're absolutely right. You could have a kid sandbag or something that they thought they're going to help maybe their conference opponent.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if just example, if you're over here winning or you see the kid that you lost to first round and he already wins the final, then you can just go lose because your chances are over. They're done. I mean, what's in it for you? So they try to keep that at the same weight, and that's consistent throughout the state.
Right now it is, again, at 106. It's Woolridge losing right now to McKay of Grinnell. Woolridge needs to get the win to make sure that Bogle gets his ticket punched onto districts.
Here on the red mat, after the first period, 0-0, Cody Smith from Davis County and Straska tied.
All eyes are pinned over here. A big match of Centerville fans. I know you're concerned here over at 106 on the blue mat as Woolridge is in a down position. Tries to do a sit down and no doing. As Straska brings him back to the mat. 3-8. Straska. Or check that. McKay out in front over Woolridge at 106. Now Davis County's Smith getting the back points over Straska of Grinnell over on the 113 matchup. And that is a headlock put in tight.
That's the championship match there at 113.
Did we get to go to the third period over here on the blue mat where Woolridge? Centerville fans now are a big fan of Knoxville's Woolridge over on 106. He trails 8-3 to the hands of Connor McKay of Grinnell.
And as the 106-pound match begins the third period, Grinnell's on top, 8-3.
Over here on the 113 championship matchup, it is Smith of Davis County out in front, 5-0, final 55 seconds of the second period. Now he's got that chin back. Straska.
Little ball and chain action going here for Connor McKay from Grinnell. Pretty good move when you're trying to stall out to get a win. He's got a comfortable 5-point lead. An experienced wrestler. He knows what he needs to do to get this win. If he gets it, he has a chance to wrestle Zach Bogle for the second place spot.
Smith, 21-10, coming into the contest out in front of Straska of Grinnell at 113, the championship matchup, 5-0 for the Davis County Mustang wrestler out in front over Grinnell's Jake Straska.
And I don't know if you guys mentioned Megan Black got defeated there in the championship, and she's going to have a wrestle back in order to move on to districts against Hardy from Southeast Warren, which could be a barn burner.
Barn Burner, we listened to Joe Millage earlier, folks. You were listening to 96.7. He's broadcasting from the Eddyville-Blakesburg Gymnasium. Said Megan Black limped off the mat in her match there at 113 pounds, but she will have a chance to advance in a wrestle back. Here at 106 pounds, not much action here in the third period. It's an 8-5 lead for Grinnell's McCurdy. McKay. He looks like he will advance to a wrestle back against Zach Bogle from Centerville as the third period winds down through the final 20 seconds here at 106 pounds.
Over at 113, Smith of Davis County still out in front of Straska of Grinnell, and they're going to go to the third and final period. 5-0, Smith of Davis County out in front of the Grinnell wrestler, and that's important for team points for Albie as well.
And there's a two-point reversal as time expires at 106 pounds, 5-8 the score at 106. Just a few seconds left there. And that is your final, 5-8. Knoxville goes down. Grinnell advances. It will be Connor McKay at 106 pounds against Zach Bogle from Centerville in a wrestle back.
Over here on 113, the championship. Smith started in the down position. And Straska tried to put the cradle in and gives it up. And now Smith from Davis County has reversed it, and he's getting back points, and he's trying to get the pin here. Long, he's got that arm stretched out.
Long time here, a minute 22 to go. I'd say Smith's got a pretty good chance if he can get teed out here. He's got his
almost too
leg
high.
Caught up. He's got his leg caught up. But if he can get that leg loose and get teed out like he just did, there's the pin. It'll happen here with a minute 12 to go. There's just a few seconds remaining in this match.
108 to go, and 7-0 lead here by Smith. And now he has Straska in a real tight headlock, and he's pulling that arm back. Straska doing a good job of fighting off here, but Smith.
Well, he's been pinned a couple times. The official's just been out of position both times. So he's out of position right there now. This is a place where they got two officials there. They ought to have a little teamwork right there.
Just rolling out Straska, but Smith still hanging on tight there. A good roll out by Straska, fought off again by Smith. 7-0 here, back points to come. 39 seconds, and he's going to give up the pinning combination. But we'll get the back points, and now it's a 10-0 lead here. Final 30 seconds. Smith of Davis County looks to get the championship here at 113.
Real good job there by Smith as soon as he gave up that headlock that he had him in, got the legs back in. Now he's got him stretched out, going to get some more back points and give his Davis County team a bonus point here because he's going to score three more back points, make the score 13-0 to round out the scoring at 113 pounds in the championship. Cody Smith from Davis County will be your 113-pound champion from the Albia Sectional. You heard it live here on 96.7 KIIC and streaming live on KIICradio.com.
All right, and that also will help for Albia's team points, not to give up the championship to Grinnell. But Smith gets the South Central Conference. One of our South Central Conference wrestlers getting the championship at 113. At 120, Shadow Lesham will come out, and he's going to take on the...
This is Centerville's Garrett Owens.
Garrett Owens, yeah.
We got Garrett Owens from Centerville, Shadow Lesham from Albia in the championship. In the consolation, it's the third and fourth place match between Skyler Cunningham from Knoxville and Nick Ryan from Sheraton. Nick Ryan in there on a single leg to start the action at 120 pounds in the consolation, and Shadow Lesham called that
quick
one.
Quick ankle pick, and he's got the single leg in deep, and now he's got the takedown right at the center of the mat, 2-0. Shadow Lesham out in front here at 120, 143 to go in the opening period. I'll go to the blue mat here.
Out of bounds at the consolations, Nick Ryan and his Knoxville opponent, Cunningham, on their feet as Shadow Lesham at 120 in the championship. Cuts his opponent, makes the score 2-1. Very businessmanlike effort here by Shadow Lesham, doing what he needs to advance next week.
Owens, Lesham meet back at the center of mat, 2-1 here. Here's another ankle pick. Lesham right on top of it, gets the takedown. And I imagine he'll can't get that arm bar back. He will give it up and go for another takedown. No, Lesham going in for the cradle.
And we'll leave it right here at the championship at 120 pounds as there's an injury timeout to Cunningham from Knoxville. And Shadow Lesham with the ball and chain. He's got that T-bar locked up. Looks like he's going to try a tilt here with a minute left in the first period. He's staying right with that T-bar, the ball and chain, as the coaches like to call it. His opponent, Garrett Owens from Centerville, sprawled out on his stomach. And now Shadow gets rid of the ball and chain and just goes for a straight tilt. Nice job there by Owens, avoiding any back points. But Shadow now is going to try to half Nelson. He's going to get locked up, folks.
Good
Shadow Leshen with the half Nelson.
He's got it over.
There's back points.
Now he's got the back points coming, but Joe, he's going for more. He's going to look for the pin right here.
He's got the inside cradle. He's got the inside cradle, folks.
He's got it locked up tight
with 20 seconds to go. Shadow Leshen gets chest to chest and then gets the 3 points and cuts him, then gets a 2-point takedown.
Oh, he's so quick. Gave up the escape and hopped around and got the takedown.
Well, actually, that escape was so fast that they didn't give it to him. They said there wasn't separation for long enough. But Shadow Leshen with a great job there with that inside cradle. Looked like he was going to get the pin, but congratulate Garrett Owens on a good job kicking out of it. And he trails now going to the second period. 7-1 in the championship at 120 pounds. It's the Albia High School Fieldhouse, the venue for this year's sectional championships. Top two of these will go to the districts next week.
Leshen in the down position to begin this second period. Gets the stand-up switch and gets the escape. Check that. 8-1 here. Leshen out in front. Shadow Leshen. Owens up Centerville. Here's Leshen coming around, working his way. Gets the takedown.
And a nice little ankle dump there by Shadow Leshen. Works his opponent all the way down to the mat. Garrett Owens being outclassed here by a very businessmanlike Shadow Leshen at 120 pounds. And that has happened to a lot of the kids this year that have watched Shadow Leshen's record go to 43-1. So Shadow Leshen on top and in control, 10-1 the score as the other 120-pound consolation match gets underway after the injury timeout.
Escape there, given up by Leshen. He's got three Bluff Creek Archery takedowns. All takedowns today of Albia wrestlers brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. Here's another shot by Leshen. He's just looking for his opportunity. Gets a single eight, the dump, and now he's got the takedown courtesy of Bluff Creek Archery. Another one. 12-2, Leshen out in front, 51 seconds to go. Let's go to the blue mat.
We've got a 2-point takedown for Nick Ryan at 120 pounds as we wind down through the first minute of the first period at 120. We had an injury timeout for Cunningham from Knoxville, and now Nick Ryan out front trying to work a cradle combination. Gets a little bit too high, then gets back on the hips, and it's 2-0. Ryan from Sheridan on top of Cunningham from Knoxville.
Another takedown by Leshen, courtesy of Bluff Creek Archery. Gets the escape. And now out in front, 14-4, 20 seconds to go here, second period, Leshen.
Nick Ryan really working over Cunningham, maybe not on the score, but on the injuries and the blood. So they're cleaning the blood off of Ryan that's pouring out of Cunningham's nose. So blood timeout on the consolation at 120 pounds.
Here's another Bluff Creek Archery takedown, Shadow Leshen, in his takedown clinic all day long, has a 16-4 lead, final 4 seconds of this second period. Leshen will ride him out. We'll go to the third period. Shadow over here on the 120 red mat with the 16-4 lead, trying to get the championship at 120.
And look at Shadow Leshen, not even breathing hard. He cuts him to make the score 16-5 to start the third period. And I think he's going to try to do some type of a dump pinning combination here at 120 pounds to get his team those bonus points.
This is Super Saturday, and that means we've got a super day of wrestling and basketball coverage. Dan Stocker is at Wells Fargo Arena right now, and we'll be checking in with Dan here in just a few moments and get you updated as the girls get their tip-off. Should be happening just momentarily. But right now, Shadow Leshen trying to get the tilt for the Blue Demons out in front, 18-5 with back points.
And we do have a winner in the consolation match. Nick Ryan, by injury default over Cunningham, gets the win as Shadow Leshen scores the 3-point near fall to advance his technical fall 21-5. Shadow Leshen putting on a takedown clinic for the Albia Blue Demons.
That is the championship at 124. Leshen, the 2A Section 16 championship. Albia's first championship of the day, and we're going to move to 126, and his brother, Bryce Leshen, will come out, and he's going to take on Tanner Cowan of Centerville. But we're going to take a quick timeout and run down to on 137 down to Joe Millage. Jay Mill, give us a quick update. Bryce Leshen now on the mat for Albia.
This update brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. Jared Glosser is your champion for Eddieville Blakesburg in weight class 120. Glosser wins 3-0 over a very tough Jake Hunterdoss opponent from Southeast Warren. And right now on the mat, we've got Cody Brown from Eddieville Blakesburg in the championship matchup against Jacob Heisel from Van Buren. And it looks like Cody Brown is down 5-0 right now in this match on the championship round. Back to you guys live in Albia.
30 seconds gone by. Opening period, Bryce Leshen of Albia taking on Cowan of Centerville. This is a rematch from just 1 week ago.
And this is the first of six consecutive Blue Demon wrestlers in the finals. Bryce Leshen trying to get it off on the right foot. He has a stellar opponent. 2 years ago, state place medal winner Tanner Cowan, recently back from a knee injury that he suffered in football this fall, last fall, and he takes the mat against Bryce Leshen. Very exciting match they had last week, and Leshen came out on top.
No score, 1 minute gone by, opening period. And we have a Sheraton wrestler wrestling over on the blue mat. We're going to keep you updated on all those matches. But right now, Bryce Leshen and Cowan of Centerville going at it. Right at the edge of the mat. Bryce takes a shot, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. 48 ticks left here in this opening period. They'll reset up on that electric A right on the red mat on the west side of the Albia gym.
Devin Harbers from Sheraton in the consolation match opens the scoring with a double leg takedown. His match being brought to you by Heartland Public Adjusting. Brent Johnson helping you get the best insurance settlement. They work for you, not the insurance company.
Leshen took a shot, countered by Cowan. Nothing doing. Cowan grabs on that right arm of Leshen. 25 seconds to go. They're both right moving towards the edge of the mat. Final 15 seconds. They get separation. Now Leshen.
A couple of cagey warriors there at 126 pounds, Leshen and Cowan. Neither one showing the other any weakness as they complete the first period with no score.
All right, one period in the book, no score here. Bryce Leshen, Cowan of Centerville going at it. This second period brought to you by Belzer Equipment, Ford, New Holland, and Kinsey Equipment, and also Kness Manufacturing, the best mousetrap in the world.
Harbers from Sheraton leads 2-0 as time expires in the first period at 126 in the consolation match. His opponent is Dakota Shooter from Davis County. Shooter gets the choice in the second.
Here's a rollout by Cowan, and Leshen nearly was able to get him on his back as Cowan starts the down position in the second period. A rollout attempt, and Cowan nearly rolled into a pinning situation because Leshen was right on top of him.
Uncle Nick Pickrell giving the instructions to nephew Bryce Leshen. Cowan gets set. Leshen covers. And the whistle with a minute 30 to go in the second period. Leshen covering and riding.
Bryce doing a great job of riding here in the second period. He started the cover position. He's still hanging on here. Owen for Cowan trying to get to his base. Bryce brings him back to his knee. Let's go to more action over on the blue mat.
There's a roll through there, and you've got a corkscrew ride going right now. Harberts has his opponent Shooter broke down in the championship. Bryce Leshen trying a butcher here. He gives up the butcher. A switch attempt by Cowan. Nice job getting back on the legs by Leshen. And Leshen in the championship at 126 pounds with no score has ridden his opponent for the first minute and 10 seconds of the second period. There's a stand-up. Granby roll by Cowan. And a great job hanging in there with a deep waist ride is Leshen. And Leshen
tries to catch him. He's got the tilt back. Now he's getting the back points. Bryce Leshen got a three count. That should be two back points for Bryce Leshen as the final 30 seconds of this second period, there are two back points. Bryce Leshen out in front of Cowan of Centerville, 2-0 your lead.
Folks listening in from Centerville, your warrior, Tanner Cowan, doing a valiant job trying to Granby roll out of the...
And they go off the edge of the mat onto the hardwood.
Well, there was a side roll and then a Granby roll and then a roll off the mat there. And Leshen caught Cowan in a tilt on that second Granby roll. You see both wrestlers... Wiggling their arms like they might have hit some hardwood there as they went through the Albia cheerleading squad at the west end of the mat.
Cowan tries to stand up. Leshen holds on, elevates, bringing him back to the mat. Final 16 seconds. Bryce Leshen trying to ride out Cowan in this second period.
In the consolation match, while we take this timeout break for being out of bounds, Harberts has scored a reversal in the second period. He now leads 4-0 in his consolation match as time expires in the second period.
Stand up here by Cowan in the championship. Stand up, sit out, and nice job by Leshen. Stand back on the hips. Another stand up, and Granby rolling out of bounds with Tanner Cowan. And what a flurry of action as Tanner Cowan tries to score a point here in the second period. There's 10.7 seconds remaining, Jason, and we have got two great wrestlers going after it.
Well, how many rollouts have you seen put together by Cowan and Bryce Leshen doing a great job of rolling through on all of those attempts? And they were great rollouts by Cowan. But Leshen held on.
He's putting multiple moves together, folks. He's standing up, sitting out. Standing up, Granby roll. Sit out, stand up. He just does not stop the movement. Nope. And just like a cat, Bryce Leshen is following him, staying back on his hips, keeping that deep waist right in there on the stand up and the sit out, and able to roll right through with Cowan. So far, advantage Leshen. He scored a two-point near fall here in the second period. He has ridden his opponent for the entirety of the first period. The official calls himself for a whistle foul. Neither wrestler was quite ready for the whistle when he gave it.
Well, Leshen trying to ride out Cowan in the second period. A stand-up by Cowan. Leshen holds on. Going to try to hold out for the final 2 seconds here, and will do so. And a great second quarter of riding by Bryce Leshen. Roe Cowan, who is an outstanding, terrific wrestler, and the freshman is doing a great job trying to punch his ticket.
What do you think of that, Coach Cochran? The 2 points scored from the top there. Rode Cowan for the entirety of the second period. We've seen Cowan seem to fade here in the third period, the last three matches that he's had contested. But here's a stand-up attempt by Leshen, and back down to the mat, and Cowan trying to put him on his back.
Well, the 2 points plays a major key, because
there's
Bryce, Bryce had the option to go down. Now he's up 3-0. Or normally, if he doesn't get the near fall and he still rides him out, he'd be up 1-0. But now a takedown, he's still in the lead, whereas if he didn't get the two back points, he'd be behind, trailing.
Bryce
and
Leshen.
There's a circle, circle, circle. That's the call by the coaches. And Bryce Leshen managing to circle. And there's a throw attempt by Cowan. And Cowan is competing as hard as he can.
Yes,
we've
already
got a stall call against Bryce Leshen. Probably the right call.
3-0, Leshen out in front here, 1:20 to go in the third period. Cowan and Leshen going at it. Here's a shot by Leshen, ankle pick. He's in deep on the single leg.
And this is a clock eater,
yes,
Jason. He can hang on to this leg for at least 20 seconds, try to suck it in, and
he's
let
Cowan
try to make a
mistake. He's got elevation here. And now he's trying to get that elevation. Gets him dumped down. And Leshen got him on his back. And Leshen with the takedown, 5-0 lead here, nearly those back points there as he brought him down to the mat, and Leshen trying to hold on here for the final 54 seconds.
Hey, Tanner Cowan, he was going to try a splato right there, which could have easily went five for Cowan, but Bryce did a nice job of countering.
He did a really good job getting his hips down low on that one, and there's a Granby roll again by Cowan, and I can see that coaches for Albia have coached Bryce Leshen on the Granby roll. Bryce Leshen has a counter for every time that Tanner Cowan stands up Granby's or sits out Granby's, and Leshen, with that deep waist ride, is using it to his advantage here. With 26 seconds left, we've got a stall call.
And a 1 point given to Cowan.
That makes the score 5-4, folks. And I wouldn't be surprised if...
cut him?
5-1. Yeah, 5-1. It's a 4-point advantage for Bryce Leshen. And a really quick stall call there by the official. I like to see him do that. Makes these kids wrestle.
Well, there's a Granby roll this time again by Cowan. Trying to do a sit-out switch. Keeps moving. Leshen did a good job of avoiding the first one, but now the second one's there. Now the reversal, and no separation. As Cowan trails 5-3 here. Here's a shot by Leshen in deep on the single leg.
It's 3-6. Escape for Leshen. 3-6. Your champion will be Bryce Leshen at 126, and the crowd goes wild.
Yes.
Listen to that Blue Demon fan.
And how about the comeback by Tanner Cowan? What he's been through physically. A year ago, you know, he looked like he was on his way to Wells Fargo Arena, had that late season injury, and now he finds himself here, and he really sets himself well for a second-place finish in districts. And he's the type of kid, both these guys have a chance to move on to Wells Fargo Arena. They're both excellent wrestlers.
And both of those wrestlers I expect to see wrestle in the championship at Knoxville next week.
Yep.
There will not be a wrestle back at 126 pounds. The two that advance are going to be Centerville and Albia. It's Leshen and Cowan, and I think they'll meet each other again next week.
Here's Irwin and Lawless, another rematch, Centerville and Albia, as Irwin gets the takedown just underway here, 10 seconds in.
Well, this is an exciting match here at 132 pounds. Irwin, the sophomore from Centerville, he has had stellar sophomore campaign. He's 32-8. He's going up against Blake Loss, who scored the big upset win over Josh Crawford from Grinnell. And Crawford taking his woes from the semifinal round into the consolation round. He finds himself trailing Tanner Powell from Sheraton, but the score there is 2-0.
Lawless did a sit out, got the escape, and now trails 2-1. Just another shot here by Irwin, and a counter there by Lawless, avoiding the takedown by Irwin. A nice shot, but a quick counter there by Lawless, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. Right at the edge of the mat, Lawless gets the ankle pick, but they do go off the edge. 1:03 to go in the opening period, 2-1. Irwin out in front of Lawless of Albion.
That match being brought to you by the best mousetrap manufacturer in the world. That's Kness Manufacturing, bringing you Albion versus Centerville on the championship match at 132. Over here at the Sheraton sponsors, we've got Red Haw Realty. They can help you with all your realty needs, residential or farm. And there's
Lawless with the takedown. He's out in front now, and he stays on to the hip, trying to elevate to bring Irwin back to the mat. Does so. Lawless with a 3-2 lead. 30 seconds to go in this opening period. And Joe, I'll let you help us with the blue mat as we try to keep on bringing all this exclusive Southern Iowa wrestling coverage here in Albion. 21 seconds to go. Lawless out in front, 3-2.
Tanner Pausch from from Sheraton at 132 pounds in the consolation is up on Crawford by a score of 2-0.
Lawless still holding on here. Final 8 seconds of this opening period. Now Irwin gets to his feet. 4 seconds, trying to get the hands separated. 3-2-1, and Lawless will hold on to a lead going to the second period. 3-2 as we move to the second period. And let's get an update on the blue mat.
Yeah, and very fortunate there for Blake Lawless. Didn't get a stall call there with the stand-up by Owen. He stood up with about 6 seconds left, and his time expired just before the stall call, not taking him back down to the mat. Time expired.
Bradley Irwin, 32-8 on the season, just a sophomore, taking on Blake Lawless, 36-12, a freshman.
See, Blake's got his left pointer finger heavily taped. Might have come out of that semifinal match with some sort of an injury there. Didn't see that in the semifinal match.
Good stand-up attempt by Irwin, but Lawless did a great job of keeping the pressure. Nearly got the sit back.
At 132 pounds in the consolation, Crawford is trailing 2-0. He's on the top position. He's riding in a cross leg ride on the left side, trying to turn over Tanner Pausch from Sheraton.
And Irwin here gets the escape for Centerville. 3-3 tie, 1:40 to go, just underway second period. Here's a shot by Lawless, fought off by Irwin. We're at the middle of the mat. They'll separate and redo it. Let's go over to the blue mat where the action continues to be furious.
Tanner Pausch with the reversal here in the second period, and he leads Crawford by a score of 4-0. So Crawford continuing his woes here at sectionals in Albia.
Well, I'll tell you what, both wrestlers over here, Lawless and Irwin, right at the edge of the mat, they go off. Both had their opportunities to get points, and both have fought off each other's scoring attempt, and we'll go right back to the center of the mat, set things up. 1:14 to go, second period, tied at 3.
In the championship match, Blake Lawless, he's up against Bradley Irwin. It's Lawless versus Irwin, Centerville versus Albia. Underhook there, attempt by Lawless, and near the edge of the mat, Irwin slips out the back. Lawless keeps it with a whizzer, and they're out of bounds, and they call a two-point.
Oh, just.
They call a two-point takedown there on the throw for Irwin, probably the right call.
Good call, but, man, just so unfortunate there for Blake.
Josh,
right at the edge of the mat.
Josh Crawford with a double chicken wing in there by Tanner Pausch, and Crawford in danger of getting pinned for the second time today. It looks to me like Pausch is going to have a three-point near fall here, and number one seed Josh Crawford not going to place in the top three here if this thing continues, and Crawford injured here with that double chicken wing in there by Tanner Pausch.
Blake Lawless finds himself trailing 5-3 here, 35 seconds to go, second period. Irwin.
Well, we've seen really? Blake Lawless come from behind yep. several times this year. This 5-3 deficit is sure not what he wanted, but he's doing a great job fighting. He's got his opponent, Irwin, high. Irwin's
high.
He's got the cross leg in with 20 seconds to go. If Blake Lawless can grab that head and get his legs out, he's got 15 seconds to do it.
He's got the elevation now. If he can just keep that and pull that head out.
He needs to get his head out.
7 seconds. Trying to jerk it out. Blake Lawless with 5 seconds to go. And, oh.
Well, a stalemate call there by the official with 3.6 seconds to go. I liked Lawless's chances of getting out of there with 3 seconds. And here's Crawford as we begin the third period. He's down 7-0. Crawford from Grinnell, Pausch from Sheraton, and Pausch is going to get the two-point takedown.
Caution call on Irwin. Here's Lawless, tries to do a sit-out. 1 second, and covered up by Irwin, and that will move us to the third and final period. The championship bout at 132. Blake Lawless, Irwin of Centerville. 5-3 Irwin lead. And Lawless will start in the bottom position. Irwin will cover.
Over here at the consolation match, it's Sheraton's Pausch leading 9-0 with that third period takedown over Crawford from Grinnell, and the number one seed from Grinnell is not going to advance.
Here we go. We got a barn burner here at 132 in the championship. An escape right out of the gate by Lawless to begin this third and final period. 5-4 your score. Here's a shot by Irwin. Sprawl out by Lawless. Lawless with the underhook trying to pull that down.
Breaking the action over here at the consolation match, and we're going to leave it right here at the championship. Double underhook here for Blake Lawless. If he can get his hips under him, he's got it, but near the edge of the mat, he has to give it up.
Boy, it was another two. Tough move by both wrestlers. 1:25 to go. Lawless trails by one. They'll meet at the center of the mat and go back at it.
Both wrestlers looking a little bit fatigued here.
There's a shot.
Nice hand control there by Irwin, and nearly used it to get around behind. And there's a single leg by Lawless. Lawless bringing the action, and there's a step around.
Blake trying to hold on here, not to give up the takedown. And there is a takedown by Irwin.
Just a little bit too aggressive there by Blake Lawless. Took a shot just a little bit too far out. Tried to turn a single leg into a double leg, and nice job by Irwin there. Just as he was about to get taken down, hit a sit out and spun right around. He leads now 7-4 with 50 seconds to go. Blake Lawless needs to bust out of there, get this thing to 7-5, and score the takedown to try to extend this match into overtime.
132 championship, 50 ticks on the clock. Lawless in the down position.
Yeah, Blake's got to find a way to score some points here because Sheraton just won down there, and so if he can't find a way to pulse out some points, he's going to be in a wrestle back, and normally that's not a very good position to be in sometimes.
Well, the momentum would definitely be going the way of the guy that just got done winning. But
Lawless does get the escape. It's going to come down to this, gentlemen.
Need a takedown.
7-5. Need a takedown here and then win this thing for Blake Lawless in overtime. It's a 132-pound championship match, folks. Blake Lawless trying to work a throw here with 30 seconds to go. His opponent is Bradley Irwin from Centerville. Irwin's on top 7-5 as we count down through the final 20 seconds of the third period at 132 pounds. Championship action coming to you on 96.7 KIIC from the Albia Fieldhouse. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing you this 132-pound match. Blake Lawless,
he's got the ankle. He's got the ankle pick. He elevates. Loses it. And now a throw attempt. Now he gets a takedown right at the edge of the mat. Blake Lawless got the takedown at the edge of the mat. Final 2 seconds. Blake Lawless gets the takedown. An ankle pick that was released. And the Irwin kind of got some separation and momentarily slipped up, and Lawless right there to cover up and gets the takedown. He's got to hold on here for the final 2 seconds and not give up the escape. Lawless will cover. Covers, holds on to Irwin. Irwin trying to do the sit-out switch. Nothing there, and they were going to go to overtime.
And, folks, a 7-7 score, and a great job there by Blake Lawless. Got in deep on an ankle pick. A desperation move. A desperation move there by Irwin to try to get out of it, and just about got out of bounds before Lawless brought him in. Overtime here, sudden death in the first 1 minute. Takedown wins this one, folks. 7-7. Overtime action. Blake Lawless from Albia. Bradley Irwin from Centerville. The winner will be your champion at the 2013 sectional for the 132-pound weight class here in Albia.
Irwin and Lawless. So many Lessons, you get used to calling it.
There's a shot.
And off the mat they go. So close.
Well, there's 38 seconds left here in this first overtime period. First overtime period is sudden death, folks. There is a one-minute period. Anybody that scores wins. You can score by penalty. You can score by takedown. And Blake Lawless, with 30 seconds to go, working here in pummeling near the center of the mat, does a shuck. Irwin counters. Now Irwin in on a single leg, backed out by Lawless.
This overtime brought to you by Monroe County Hospital. This cardiac overtime.
There's an underhook by Lawless. Lawless has got the underhook, folks. If he can get his hips under him, it's near the edge of the mat. And a great job by Irwin backing out of it. And before Lawless could hit the throw, and there's Irwin in on a single leg, and an underhook by Lawless. Lawless with the underhook.
3 seconds.
3 seconds to go, and we are going to two 30-second overtime periods now.
What an amazing. You go back to that second period, and you think about that rideout that Lawless had. You know, he's got to do that here for 30 seconds, and if he can do that, then he's really going to give himself a chance.
We've got 2 30-second periods here, and if Blake can get out, he will have the advantage. All he'll have to do will be ride his opponent, Riley Denny. But I think Blake's looking for something bigger than that. I think he's – or I'm Bradley Irwin.
Here's a
And there's a cross leg right in there, and Blake Lawless needs to get that cross leg out of there. He needs to get that out of there because this is just a 30-second period.
Blake gets to his feet, trying to get up.
And this, if Blake can't get out, it's definitely advantage Irwin because
14 seconds to go.
That cross leg ride is a very hard thing to get out of in just 30 seconds. And we only got 9 seconds
Blake
to go.
Blake gets to his feet. Now Irwin trying to hang on. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Irwin with the, wow, so tough. Got those cross leg in right away, and that, that is almost impossible to get out of.
Blake just a little bit late off that whistle, and Irwin got the... got the leg in on the cross leg ride on the right side. Everybody's eyes, especially Tanner Pausch from Sheridan's eyes, are on this match. If Blake Lawless does not ride out Tanner Pausch in this third overtime period,
he'll sit out to buy it.
And there's an escape. So it's a 1-0 score. Lawless needs to get the takedown. He's in on a single leg. And there's a nice counter by Pausch. And or nice counter by Irwin, and there's Blake Lawless in on another single
seconds.
Leg. 15 seconds remain, and Irwin circling and backing, doing what he needs to do.
Lawless with a single, he's got the single leg in, Joe. He's got to elevate. He's got
six seconds to go.
The sprawl out by Irwin. He's on his,
out
of time. But what an amazing effort there by Blake Lawless. Got the single leg, the sprawl out by Irwin. Tough match there for Blake Lawless. An amazing match out of both those wrestlers. Congratulations, Irwin. He was able to fight off that single leg.
Blake Lawless needs to go back to the locker room, visit with his coaches. He's got 45 minutes to mentally prepare himself to wrestle Tanner Pausch. Back to Eddieville.
All right, let's go up to Wells Fargo Arena. We've told you we're going to bring you exclusive Super Saturday coverage, both wrestling mats and the hard court. Let's go to Dan Stocker real quick as Caleb White takes the mat. Dan, give us a quick scoring update there from Wells Fargo.
You bet. Real quick here, we're 5:50 in the second quarter. Unfortunately, Lady D's are down 10-0, having a hard time getting loose and getting their shots up. Knoxville looks a little tense as well. We'll get it right back to the wrestling over in Albie, guys.
All right, Dan, we'll be back with you and check in here in just a moment. Right now, though, at 1:38, Caleb White trying to punch his ticket onto districts and get his way back to Wells Fargo.
Caleb White, the 138-pound Kelly specialist for the Albia Blue Demons. He's going up against a talented wrestler. He's wrestled several times this year, Tyler Nance from Sheridan. Nance will know this style for Caleb White. I think they've wrestled 3 times this year.
This Sheridan matchup, brought to you by Mac Hardware, all your hardware needs, Echo Chainsaw Dealer, and by Barker Implement in Albia, John Deere Dealership right here in Albia.
And there's the Kelly move by Caleb White. He hits it, can't quite get it over. He's in position to hit it again, though, and Nance backs out near the edge of the mat. White has to give it up. 58 seconds remain, first period here at 138 pounds.
Caleb White gets to the championship in dramatic style, folks. You missed it. We're sorry. We wish the technology, which is so solid, just for a moment with everything that's going on here, we lost a connection. But Caleb White won his time expired in his first match, and that's what got his ticket here to the championship.
On the consolation match, it's Grinnell ahead of Knoxville, 5-2. So Knoxville's wrestler, still in the first period there, trails by 3. That would be Robich versus Jay.
No score here. 19 seconds to go in the opening period. Caleb White of Albia. Tyler Nance of Sheridan.
12 seconds to go. Caleb White setting up that Kelly move. Nice job there by staying high is Tyler Nance from Sheridan. And we're going to have no score in first period at 138 pounds in the championship.
All right, your second period brought to you by Hy-Vee of Albia, proud to be the number one supporter of juvenile diabetes each and every year. And Ajinomoto Heartland, producing Animal Nutrition for North America.
Oh, yeah, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
And, of course, you want to check out the Sheraton Hy-Vee, sponsoring this Sheraton second period. Their helpful smile, you can find it in every aisle. They're in Sheraton as well.
I'm going to give you a little kind of maybe a little coaching advice or tip, and I guess I disagree with what Coach Winger just did. At the end of a period when it's 0-0 and we just had the overtime match, as a coach, I would never, ever defer the choice to the other kid if you win the toss. And that's what they did. And here's why, I guess, is Nance has the escape now. And if they go into overtime, the ultimate factor in that very in the second tiebreaker, if you get it, is whoever scores first gets his choice. So as a coach, I try to tell my assistants everything. If it's 0-0 at the end of the period, never defer. Always make sure that we take down so we got the option to score first. Hopefully, in this situation, it never comes down to an overtime or anything like that.
Single leg by Caleb White after giving up that escape. And he
dumps it
is
down.
In. He's in control.
Gets
he's
both
near
legs.
The edge of the mat. He's got to. There's the two
there
points at the edge of the mat, and they go out of bounds. So it's 2-1. Caleb White leads now for the first time today. 2-1 at 138 pounds. 107 remains in the second period. Albia over Sheraton. It's White over Nance. 2-1. Second period.
That's some good strategy there, Coach Cochran. And that's something you know what you didn't want to think about, but you're absolutely right.
You know, when you have a heavyweight that's in a lot of those matches 1-1, you're prone to do it a lot. And I guess so the folks out there understand how the overtime works, because it does get confusing, and it seems like they change something in it every year. You know, after the regular match is over, you go into a one period, and they call that the sudden victory. So that's an SV on the scorecard. And if anybody scores in that, the match is over. If it's still tied after sudden victory, they go into what they call tiebreaker one.
Granby roll here by Nance, and he's out. He's out. Is he going to get two or is he going to get one? Nice job by Caleb White getting his hips back. Only gives up the escape, makes the score 2-2, and that was a real nifty Granby roll there by Tyler Nance. Almost got the two-point reversal, but a great job getting under control there by Caleb White. And it's 2-2 as we approach 30 seconds left in the second period, out of bounds at 138 championship. Nance from Sheraton, White from Albia, all tied up.
This match brought to you by Midwest Heritage Bank. For all your banking needs, let Midwest Heritage Bank in Sheraton assist you. 20 seconds to go, tied at 2, Caleb White, Nance of Sheraton. There's a kind of a slow shot there by both wrestlers, nothing going. Final 11 seconds of the second period.
What a great venue for this year's sectional tournament. It's the Albia High School Fieldhouse. Place is packed with fans from six schools, from Knoxville and Grinnell all the way down to Bloomfield and Centerville.
White will move to the third and final period. They're tied at 2, and Caleb will start in the down position. This third period brought to you by Interiors and More for all your decorating needs. See Interiors and More and Pierce Bucker Funeral Home. Pre-plan now and take the stress away from the family. This Sheraton Wrestling match brought to you by Interiors and More and Pierce Bucker Funeral Home.
We'll reset it now with the third period starting. Caleb White in the down position. Nance on top. Sit out by White off the whistle. Nice job countering. Grab the ankles by Nance. White back to his legs. Cross leg ride in there by Nance. Nance with the cross leg ride. He breaks down White. 1:45 left here, third period action, 2-2. Now Nance is a little bit high. Nance is high, but he's got the cross leg in. But Nance is high. I think if we don't get a stalemate here, I think Caleb White will be able to scoot out the back. No, Nance gives it up, gives up the leg, gets back on the hips. Caleb White broken down with 1:30 to go. White trying to swim out of it. No stall is going to be called on White as long as that cross leg ride is in there, but didn't look like he was doing a whole bunch. Now Nance gets off the hips, gets the leg out, and he's got White broken down with a minute and 16 to go. Deep waist ride by Nance. We're all tied up, 2-2.
Oh, he's got to be careful here.
Chicken wing in there by Nance.
Caleb does get to his feet, does a good job trying to do a stand-up switch out. Faces Nance, but right at the edge of the mat.
And that looked to me like White was going to be able to bust loose. 65 seconds to go in this 138-pound championship match. In the consolation, it's a five-point lead for the Grinnell wrestler over the Knoxville wrestler, so that's Jay versus Robich. So Jay in the down position, in control of that match in the third period.
This match over here by Caleb White, brought to you by Albia Motors, locally owned and operated Ford dealership, quietly doing business since 1950. Caleb White tied at 2 with Nance of Sheraton.
And Nance with the chicken wing in here now. He's got the arm behind the back.
but they're at the edge of the mat, and that's to White's advantage here. But with 38 seconds to go, tilt attempt here by Nance, and White does a good job getting out of it. But with 32 seconds to go, White needs to score from the bottom position here. He has not scored. He's been ridden for the entire 1 minute and 40 seconds of this third period. And now he's got the arm barred, Nance does, and White needs to get out of bounds to where he can get something working here in the last 15 seconds. 2-2 the score, 138 pounds. And here's a stall, nope, potentially dangerous. So with 11.8 seconds left, Caleb White needs to bust out of there. A stand-up, a switch, a combination of moves would be what he needs right here. His opponent, Tyler Nance, breathing heavy air at the center of the mat. White set. Nance covered off the whistle. Stand up. And back on the ankle is Nance. Nance is going to be able to ride him out for the entirety of
seconds. Caleb getting to his feet, though, Joe.
With the cross leg ride in there, Nance gets out of it. And we're going to have to see what kind of conditioning we got here in, as Coach said, sudden victory.
First one, sudden victory. The 230 seconds for each one's the tiebreaker one. And then whoever gets choice in that second one is the second tiebreaker.
Here we go, underway, sudden victory.
Well, it's a 1 minute sudden victory period. Caleb White trying to hook up that Kelly move. A takedown here would be a winner, and Brunell was victorious over Knoxville there, so we're gonna see wrestle back if Caleb White can't pull this thing out in overtime.
Shot in there, White continues to counter, goes for the leg, single leg, had it for a moment, but right towards the edge of the mat.
29 seconds remaining here in this sudden victory overtime period. And we're out of bounds. 138, folks. It's Albia, White, Nance, Sheraton. Sudden victory, 1 minute overtime period. Center of the mat, they reset. The clock now ticking down through 20 seconds remaining. White in there on the underhook. Nance with the front headlock now. Nance trying to shuck. White gets his hips back. Now Nance in there on a single leg. White with the wizard, and
oh, did a great job of fighting that off. That single leg was deep.
Well, folks, back-to-back Albia wrestlers in overtime in the championships here, and we're going to go to a couple of 30-second overtime periods.
Caleb, unfortunately, was rode hard there that final third period. See if he can return the favor here as Nance is going to start in the down position. White will cover here in the first overtime period.
There's that Granby roll, and nice job. Hooked the leg on the way by, and looks like Nance is going to be out with that Granby roll.
Caleb's got the looks like he's trying to get
Caleb White trying to hook up outside cradle here so that he doesn't give up any points, and they're going to have a quick stalemate there. The official knows how much time's left.
13 seconds.
Caleb White needs to watch out for that Granby roll. That's the second time that Nance has stood up and hit it, and I'd say he's going to hit it again. Now there's just a straight stand up, and there's a stand up sit out, and White is able to get his hips back on a re-switch with 7 seconds to go. White needs to hang on to that leg. He needs to hang on to that leg, or it's going to be a 2-point reversal.
And that's it. So
no,
we're going to go to the final overtime. If White can get the escape, he's going to get the win.
A little bit of controversy there. The Sheraton coaches feel like their wrestler got the reversal there. It was awful close, folks. Caleb White never did let go of the leg, but that was a pretty nifty switch there by Tyler Nance with 13 seconds left anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that saved Caleb is he still had that arm underneath that leg. If that arm's on underneath the leg, it is two reversal. He's got to find a way to get out right here, but like Jason said earlier, he got rode hard too.
Here it is.
There's a stand-up by Caleb White. Stand-up, then a sit-out. And then back on the legs is Nance. And that's the same exact way that the third period ended, was the stand-up. And now the cross-leg ride in, and Caleb White is in trouble here with the spladle. Caleb White in trouble with the spladle. And
there's through it.
That's a potentially dangerous right there.
Oh, there it is. 12 and a half seconds.
The Sheraton coaches don't like it, but I called it potentially dangerous before the official did. It was definitely an oblique angle on that knee, and we've got an injury timeout here. Caleb White injured there on that. That was not an illegal move. Back to Eddyville.
Let's quickly get a quick update. Jay Mill, give us a quick update.
Yeah, guys, real quick, this update brought to you by Ford's Grill in Eddyville. Eddyville Blakesburg so far has advanced four wrestlers or two districts. That's a Glosser at 120, Maroff at 132, Crosby at 138, Tucker Black at 145. Austin Vogel is the winner at 152. He's from Pekin. And we'll get you a complete rundown coming up in a little bit. I know you guys have a lot of action going on up there. Let's head back up to Albia.
Final 12 and a half seconds, double overtime. Caleb White in a down position trying to get the escape and get the win.
Last couple times he's tried to sit up, and a great job stand up there, and great job by Nance getting back on the hips and then putting the cross leg right in. Same thing here. There's potentially dangerous. Official doesn't call it. And there's the Spladle, and not enough time for him to get any back points. And what a flurry of action. And, wow. Boy, if you're Caleb White, what do you want to be here? Do you want to be on top or on bottom?
Well, unfortunately, Nance is going to get choice because he's scored first. That's right. What I got talking about earlier is you can't defer in that situation. So now the way this tiebreaker works in the second half is if Caleb rides him out,
he wins.
He wins. If Nance can get out, he wins.
And there's Nance with a stand-up. There's Nance with a stand-up and Caleb White in on a single leg.
He's got to hold on to that leg.
He's got to hang on to it for 22 seconds or until a stalemate's called.
He's able to elevate, still stays on it.
All right, we're going to see a stalemate here.
Caleb with 17 seconds.
Stalemate
here.
Yep, that's a good call. Stalemate with 15.4 seconds to go. Now, Caleb White, the last two times he's covered him, he's hit a stand-up. The two times before that, he had a stand-up Granby roll. Watch for the stand-up Granby roll here. There's the Granby. And there,
Caleb did a great job of countering
that. He needs to get behind the hips, though. He needs to get behind the hips. With 10 seconds to go, there's the Granby again. And get behind the hips, Caleb White. He gets the cross leg right in now. He's got the cross leg in. And there is a two-point reversal with 2 seconds to go. Nope, they're not giving it. They're not giving it.
Nope, that's it. Oh. Caleb White will hold off the entire Sheraton crowd trying to encourage the Albie's going to get the win. He held on to that back leg, Joe. He did not give it up, and that, I think, is the only difference, but it could have gone either way.
Grinnell's disappointed there, booing. Sheraton's disappointed there, booing. And I can see their point.
Yeah, they it certainly was close and controversial, no doubt about it. But nonetheless, the Sheraton wrestler's got to keep his composure, and Nance did a heck of a match here. If he just keeps his composure, he's going to go on and represent South Central Conference and Sheraton at districts.
Well, I don't believe there's going to be a wrestle back at 138 because Jay was the winner there at 138, and he has already been beaten by Nance. So the crowd does not like the officiating here unless you're from Albia, and I really can't blame them. What do you think, Coach Cochran?
The Albia wrestling gods are in the house because, I mean, it seems like everything that could possibly go Albia's way has.
What do you think of that non-call there? Do you agree with it?
They easily could have possibly give one because White was not in control. I do agree with it because, you know what, I mean, the officials make the call. I mean, you can disagree as much as you want, and it's going to get you nowhere because they make the final call. I don't always agree with them, though.
Well, you might see Tyler Nance next week against Caleb White again.
That's the second fan today that's been escorted out of the gymnasium. And, you know, you hate to see that. Let the things happen on the mat. You can't change the officials. And
Keith Little, the Albia High School athletic director, getting a workout, hauling the fans out today as we get underway at 145 pounds. This match is being brought to you by
halftime score up at the Wells Fargo, 10-21, Knoxville out in front. Here's a quick ankle pick there by the wrestler from Grinnell. That's a Beck. And Dalton Folker's trying to hang on here and not give up the takedown, but that's going to happen right at the edge of the mat.
Yeah, that takedown, real good job there by Brody Beck. Brody Beck, 42-3 on the year. All of his losses have been to real high-quality wrestlers. So Brody Beck with that first period takedown. And this match is brought to you by Sheraton Ford and Albia Motor Company, your hometown Ford stores.
And that...
that Keith Little walkout was brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. They'll put a target on your back.
That's just terrible. That's terrible.
That's courtesy of Jay Mill. One minute terrible. Left here in the second period at 145 pounds. Looks like Brody Beck content to just ride out Dalton Folker. Not going to try to let him up, just going to try to ride him out. On the other match, the consolation match, it's McCurdy from Sheraton. And his 145-pound opponent is Dom Clark from Knoxville. And there's no score in that match as we count down through 1 minute there as well.
McCurdy's match being brought to you by Motor Inn of Knoxville, Hammer Medical of Sheraton. They can help you with all your medical equipment needs. after an injury or surgery. There's a blood timeout over on the blue mat where McCurdy's trying to get a win for the Chargers. And over here at 145, Dalton Fulker's trailing 2-0, 26 seconds to go, opening period. Folkerts still being ridden by Beck of Grinnell. 12 seconds to go. Folkerts trailing 2-0. Final 8 seconds of the opening period.
5 seconds to go at 145. 2-0 is going to be our first period score.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I guess, you know, here you got Brody Beck, who is the head coach's son. Then you got Dalton Folkerts, who his dad's on the coaching staff at Alvia. So two quality wrestlers, and both of their dads have had success in wrestling. So this should be a battle.
Yeah, this isn't the first time that they have competed against each other. They competed in the junior high ranks. They worked out quite a bit coming up through the junior grades. No score after one. McCurdy from Knoxville versus Clark, or excuse me, McCurdy from Sheraton, Clark at Knoxville.
Well, McCurdy's been so strong here at the last part of the season. He's been a super strong, compact wrestler, 20 and 22 on the season. And no score there at 145 in the consolation. But back to action on here, this championship match.
Dalton Folkerts tied up at the center of the mat. Neutral position. There's an ankle pick attempt by Folkerts. Nice sprawl by Beck near the edge of the mat. Beck backing out Folkerts. Folkerts out of the circle near the Grinnell High School Tiger cheerleaders. They back up onto the surface of the basketball playing floor and give Dalton Folkerts the rest of the mat. Now they are both out of bounds, and we'll reset it with 1:13 left at 145 pounds. 2-0, Beck from Grinnell over Folkerts from Albia.
Final of 15 seconds of the second period here at 145. No score. McCurdy of Sheraton trying to get the win, courtesy of Millerton Cafe and CNC Cycle.
There's a single leg shot by Brody Beck from Grinnell. Sprawl by Folkerts, and they're off the mat with 56 seconds left in the second period. 145 championship. Beck leads 2-0 over Folkerts. Now, back at the center of the mat, both wrestlers on their feet in the championship. Beck with a 2-0 lead over Folkerts. This second period, both wrestlers feeling each other out. Timid shots, tentative shots for both wrestlers. But with a two-point lead, you can afford to be a little bit cautious. But now there's a stall call on Folkerts. So official, I'd say, wants a little bit more action out of both of these wrestlers and thought Folkerts was actioning a little bit less. So we got 25 seconds left in the second period. The two wrestlers are sparring near the center of the mat. Now they push off to the side. A shot by Beck, and they're out of bounds with 18.3 to go.
Over on the blue mat, courtesy of Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton, McCurdy gets the escape in the third period. He's out in front 1-0.
Over here on the championship mat, we're going to finish up the second period with a 2-0 score. As time expires in the second period, Dalton Folkerts in danger going down to his first defeat of the year.
Well, okay. Why wouldn't it be suspenseful? That red mat has brought us nothing but suspense and drama.
Well, we've had Blake Lawless go down in overtime defeat, and we've had Caleb White in a 4 overtime periods get a win. So Albie's got a couple of wrestlers that are definitely going to the district meet in Knoxville. Shadow Leshen at 120 pounds was the champion, as was Caleb White at 138. Blake Lawless has got to wrestle off against Tanner Pausch from Sheraton, and I'm sure he's back in the locker room getting his mind set for that here in about a half an hour.
Dalton Folkerts starts in the top position in this third period.
There's a sit-out switch by Brody Beck, a re-switch by Folkerts, and then a cast over by Beck, and Beck just rolls out of it. Looked like Folkerts was going to be able to maybe catch him in that roll, but Beck just cat-quick got out of it with 1:30 to go. Beck on the bottom leads 2-0, and there's going to have to be a point in here sometime, Coach Cochran, where Albie's coach is going to say, hey, cut him, try to take him down, make something happen.
Yeah, I mean, he must be more comfortable on his feet. He didn't want to go down. He chose neutral in the second period. He's going to have to do something here in a hurry, because if he cuts him, he's going to have to take him down twice.
We got 110 left at 145 pounds. There's a Granby roll, and it's a reversal for Brody Beck. He leads now 4-0. we have seen the Granby roll out of Grinnell all day.
And McCurdy gets a win over here for Sheraton. He got a takedown. And then as time expired, and he gets the win 3-0. So Stephen McCurdy gets the win for the Chargers, courtesy of Lucas County Health Center.
Well, McCurdy will have a chance to wrestle back if Dalton Fulkerson in the next 40 seconds can't come up with 4 points to extend this match. And there is Brody Beck in there. He's got the half Nelson in. He's near the edge of the mat. He's got the arm barred on the left. He's got the half in on the right. It's so close to the edge of the mat, he can't do anything with it. Dalton Fulker sprawled out, broken down. With 27 seconds to go, he needs to get to his base, get out of bounds, and get a restart. And there's a stall call against Brody Beck, and that was probably the right call, just hanging on the hips there with a four-point lead. He knows he's got a couple more of those.
Yeah, I mean, he's 23 seconds left. He needs to get one right here. And, well, no, I'm sorry, this is third period.
Yeah.
He's got to make something happen right here. The nice thing is that both these kids are going to go on to districts, and, you know, the key is, I don't care if you get second here, you got to find a way to win that championship.
Well, we're going to have a wrestle back here at 145 pounds if something doesn't change in the next 10 seconds. And with Dalton Fulkers being broken down, he will go up against Stephen McCurdy for the chance to advance to Knoxville next week. And hard-working Brody Beck down there. Congratulate him on a hard-fought win. And nothing to be ashamed of there for Dalton Fulkers. That's a quality wrestler in Brody Beck there from Grinnell. 4-0, the final.
Well, something that's key here is Dalton Fulkers has been away from wrestling for a while with multiple injuries. You know, you can work your way and practice the conditioning, but wrestling itself is a different conditioning than you'll get running on a mat or doing the bike. This is a different level of conditioning, and you wonder how much that might play a factor going into the wrestle off.
Well, you're 100% right. It is. It's a conditioning all by itself. And as we talked about earlier, like with Tanner Cowan and Centerville, they're both in the kind of the same predicament. And if you don't stay consistently working out at a very, very high level, you're not going to be able to compete for 6 minutes. And 6 minutes doesn't sound like very long, but all I'll tell you, if you haven't done it, you go do something hard for 6 minutes like this, and you'll show how much out of shape you really are.
Well, let's move to 152, Joe.
We do not have a consolation match because of the injury default earlier. So at 152 pounds, we are solo on the championship between Griffin Osing from Albia and Connor Gergrich from the Sheraton Chargers. Gergrich with that injury default win over Spencer Bassett, and that continued on to the consolation side. Bassett unable to take the mat for his consolation match. So Grant Walker will be hoping for an Osing win and give him a chance to wrestle back against Connor Gergrich.
This Sheraton matchup brought to you by Mac Hardware, all your hardware needs, Echo Chainsaw Dealer, and the Indianola Auto Group. Catch the wave to Waters, Autoland, and Indianola.
There is a double leg there by Osing. Switches off to a single. He's got his head on the inside, uses it for a lever. Gergrich grabs from the sit position, the ankles, but give the takedown to Osing. 2-0 with 35 seconds remaining here. First period action, 152 pounds. Gergrich from Sheraton. Osing from Albia.
Griffin's so tough, undefeated on the season. Gergrich pinned his way to the championship matchup. Osing out in front here, final 18 seconds. Got that arm, that left arm back.
Our Sheraton sponsor for this match is the Indianola Auto Group. Catch the wave to Waters Auto Land in Indianola.
Albios wrestler brought to you by Benton Place Apartments. Looking for a place to retire? Well, they can help. Give them a call, Benton Place Apartments and Belzer Equipment, Ford, New Holland, and Kinsey Equipment. Belzer Ford here in Albion.
And Griffin Osing completes that first period with the score 2-0. Osing with that takedown, nifty job going in there on the double, switches off to a single, dumps his opponent onto his butt, and then gets down on the legs for the takedown. That's the only scoring here. Osing in the down position, gets a stand-up. Stand-up whizzer, and Osing from this point likes to hit a Granby roll sometimes, but in there on the knee is Gergrich, and there's a stall call on Gergrich. He didn't take him back to the mat quickly enough, and there's a whizzer by Osing, and just a power move there by Osing on that whizzer, and gets a two-point reversal.
That reversal brought to you by Edwards-Jones here in Albia.
And the way that he took him down there, I wouldn't be surprised if Gergrich's left elbow isn't a little bit injured after that. That was a pretty hard move there by Osing. Nice job getting that reversal by Osing. Now he's working with the deep waist. Osing, with a minute 20 to go, leads 4-0. So 4-0, the score here. We've got Griffin Osing on top. He's trying the head in the hole. He's got the deep waist in on the left side. Now he bends the elbow back. And there's the duck under with the head in the hole. Well, we got a little bit of a lull in the action here. Let's hear what's going on in Eddyville.
Griffin Osing still out in front here, 4-0 in the second period, final 47 seconds. Here's a tilt back, and Osing getting some back points here on Gugrich. We're going to go to Joe Millage here just a second down in Eddyville, Blakesburg. And Griffin Osing's got a 4-0 lead. You count that three back points, make it 7-0. He's out in front here over Gugrich of Sheraton. Jay Mill, you're on with us here live, buddy. How are things going down at Rocket Land?
Well, we've got a lot of excitement going on right now. The coach for Eddyville Blakesburg just about got Keith Littled because he's been arguing here for some points for his wrestler, Brett Wustra. And right now we're tied 2-2. We're in period four. We're in overtime here. This one's been a tough one. And Brett Wustra is... actually was on JV most of the year, and he's now wrestling for varsity due to another player's injuries. And so this has gotten really hot and heavy because there's been a couple of takedown calls that the fans have wanted that the officials have not allowed. And so anyway, we're tied up 2-2 with Brett Wustra, the number four wrestler, taking on Tyler Albert. And we'll go back live to you guys up in Albia.
Hey, Joe.
At 152 pounds, Griffin Osing has got a half Nelson in on his opponent, Connor Gergerich, and he's got him on his back with a minute 38 to go. I don't think Gergerich is going to be able to get off of this one here. It's chest to chest, and there's the pin. Call it in 4 minutes and 26 seconds. Griffin Osing advances by pin. He's your champion at 152 here in Albia.
That pin brought to you by Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home, and another $25 courtesy of Bob Sennett. And everyone at Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home in Albia, locally owned and operated, $25 to the Albia Wrestling Program. Thank you very much there, Mr. Sennett. And Jay Mill, you're still on the line, buddy, as we bring Brett Leshen out to the mat.
Yeah, you better get Keith Little down here soon because this is getting about out of control. Brett Wustra is tied up in the fourth period here, 2-2. And the fans have wanted, on three different occasions, the fan thoughts that there should have been some points awarded here. So now looks like we're going to go to the second overtime position. And we're still tied up. This is weight class 160. The number four seeded wrestler, Brett Wustra, who's wrestled us all the way here to the championship round in weight class 160. As Eddyville Blakesburg wants to advance number five, wrestler number five. They've got four so far. Now Brett's going to take the down position. Tyler Albert's going to come from behind. There's 30 seconds on the clock here.
And a whole gymnasium of people applauded when Bryce Litka from Grinnell took down Brett Leshen to open up the scoring here at 160 pounds in the championship match, Joe. But cat quick, Leshen gets out. The score is now 2-1. But in this gymnasium, you're either for Albia or you're against Albia, the way things have gone here today. So 2-1 the score here at 160 pounds in Albia. Over in Eddyville, the 160-pound match is in overtime. How's that going, Joe?
We just got an escape, so it's 3-2, and I'm not sure they're going to put some more time on the clock here. I'm not sure what's going on with the clock, but it's now 3-2. Brett Wustra is on top, but there's something going on with the clock.
Well, we've got 47 seconds left here in 160 pounds in Albia. Brett Leshen trails his opponent, Bryce Litka from Grinnell, by a 2-1 margin. It's 160-pound championship action.
We'll go back to Joe Millage right after this final 30 seconds here and get that update of Brett Worster's contest at 160 down in Rocket Land. But Brett Leshen here trailing 2-1. Undefeated on the season is Brett Leshen taking on Litka of Grinnell. And they're pummeling near the center of the mat.
With 14 seconds to go, Leshen in there on a single leg. Backs out as Litka. Oh,
deep
and
single Kelly.
There's a Kelly by Leshen with six seconds to go. And just like that, 3-2 the advantage for Brett Leshen. And that was a huge move, folks. At the close of the first period, Leshen goes on top. What's going on in Eddyville? Joe Millage.
Well, we're all tied up now with Wursta and Tyler Albert. We're in, I think our second overtime period, although the clock master over there had the wrong time on the clock. Rather than the 30 seconds, they put up 2 minutes. And anyway, they got that fixed. They got that corrected. And we got all tied up here, 3 apiece. And the time expired, an escape by Wursta, a JV player that moved up late in the season due to an injury. Number 4th seed is going to be your champion at weight class 160.
Well, that loud crowd covered you up a little bit, Jay Mill, but we heard you here. Brent Wurstra advances as the champion at 160 pounds for the Rockets.
Leshem finds himself starting a down position in the second period with a 3-2 lead. That Kelly move right at the end of the first period gives him the lead here. Trying to get the separation, does get the escape. Now he's got a two-point separation here with the lick at 4-2. Leshem, 130 to go in this second period.
And that was also a win there for Leshen, because when he stood up, Litka didn't cut him quick enough and got the stall call. So that could prove to be big in the third period as we advance here at the 160-pound championship match on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Leshen in on a single leg, switches to the double, has his head on the outside, puts his legs in, cannot quite get until they get out of bounds. And what a great job there by Brett Leshen. And like I was saying, this is 96.7, your home for high school sports.
We'll go back and check in with Joe Millage again after this contest here with 110 to go. We're going to also check in with Dan Stocker. He's live at Wells Fargo Arena. 21-10, your halftime score of the girls' game, taking on Knoxville on the big stage. And Dan will have you all the boys' action.
For those interested in the consolation match, Ryan Fullenkamp has jumped out to a 5-0 lead over his opponent, Logan Brown from Centerville. 4-2 is Leshen.
By Leshen.
And Leshen's got it in there deep. Now he's got him turned to the middle of the mat. He's got to elevate that leg. He's in on a single leg deep, using his head for lever. A whizzer being applied there by Litka. And now we're going to go out of bounds, and really a good job there countering by Litka.
Brett will get some encouragement from his uncle Nick. They'll head back to the center of the mat. 35 seconds to go, second period. Leshen out in front. 4-2 over Litka of Grinnell.
Litka, a very compact, muscular wrestler. The body style of Leshen, much more compact. Oh. There's the Kelly again by.
Wow.
And Kelly is working for the Blue Demons. Another 2 points for Brett Leshen. And that's only the second time I've seen Brett Leshen hit the Kelly, and both of them were today. That's just a great move here. Postseason wrestling, hard to stop if you're not waiting for it.
You haven't seen it all season long, and he puts two together here in this match, and getting some good instruction from his teammate, Caleb White, who is the master of the Kelly.
Well, this is an awesome event for the Blue Demons, because not only are they up 6-2, a comfortable 4-point margin with a quality wrestler taking the mat, but it is against Grinnell. They're opponent here. It's going to be these two teams going for first and second all the way through to the championship with Zach Davis in the final. So we're excited about Brett Leshen here with a 4-point lead just underway. He covers his opponent Litka from Grinnell, and off the whistle, a stand up by Litka. He trails 6-2 over Albia's Brett Leshen. Live wrestling action from the Albia Fieldhouse on 96.7 KIIC. Brett Leshen trying to get the championship at 160. He's in control, 6-2. He's got his opponent, Litka, broken down. Litka looks like he might be getting a little bit gas. Okay, and here's Leshen. He gets out off the hip now. He's trying to lock up a chicken wing on the left side. He's got the arm barred on the right, and he's going to run out of room at the edge of the mat. He has to stop that move. If he could have continued another 6 feet, he probably would have been able to turn him over. But the out-of-bounds was the friend of Litka, and he just kind of swam towards it. And with a minute 17 to go, we're all out of bounds. 6-2, the score will reset it at the center of the mat. Leshen on top and on top.
Brett Leshen of Albia trying to get the championship here at 160 and remain undefeated. 44-0, Brett Leshen. Litka, 32-12. Here's a stand-up by Litka, brought down by Leshen. Final 111 here. Brett with a 6-2 lead.
Over on the consolation match, Ryan Fullenkamp in control of this match, and he's got a guillotine in on his opponent,
Logan Brown from Centerville.
Centerville, and Brown is going to be down 10-0 after this move, as Brett Leshen counts down through 53 seconds to the championship. He's got his opponent broken down. He's got the chicken wing in again, and this time he's at the center of the mat, Jason.
And he wants to
Licka
win this over.
swimming yep. towards the center of the mat.
Lots of time here.
Lots of time, 40 seconds to go. And now Licka swims to the center of the mat, backs up. And Leshen working out there on that chicken wing. There's going to be no stall call here, folks, because Leshen is going for more. Has to give up the chicken wing. Now he's back with the deep waist ride. 25 seconds remain. There's a tilt attempt by Leshen. Licka with a four-point deficit has to try something out of desperation here, but he's broken down again by Leshen with only 15 seconds to go. Leshen's got the arm barred on the right. He's in on a chicken wing on the left, and he's trying to chin him back. But there is going to be no more scoring here with 5 seconds to go. Brett Leshen is your champion at 160 pounds. He wins by the margin of 6-2. And Albia has another champion, Jason.
Hey, man, that was a great performance there by Brett Leshen. Licka came right out, got the takedown, got the early lead. But Brett Leshen will remain undefeated, and he will get the championship here. And let's take a, let's see here, we got a momentary timeout. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back here and check in with Joe Millage. But we'll take a quick timeout as we continue to bring you this live sectional wrestling coverage. And then we'll go to up to Wells Fargo Arena and check in with our good buddy Dan Stocker after this timeout.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst Fixed Consolidation Loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Now, back to a guy that thinks a double chicken wing is something you order on a 99-cent value meal at KFC. Here's Jason Summers.
Chicken wings sound good. Might have some of those tomorrow at Super Bowl, and you'll be able to listen to that right here. Right now, we got Super Saturday, and Jack Leshen of Grinnell, the cousin to all these other Leshen boys, Brett, Bryce, and Shadow, he's out in front here. He's got a commanding 12-4 lead as we conclude that opening period. We'll bring you this match, but I want to also check in with Jay Mill. Joe's down at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Lots of action going on there, Joe, and let's get a real quick update. What's going on in Rockin' Nation?
This update brought to you by Senate Auction Service. Jason, it's cooled down a little bit here on the inside, but Eddyville, Blakesburg basically has all of the weight classes with the exception of three right now. Blair Cochran is your champion at 106 out of Moravia. Ryan Kale from Cardinal, your champion at 113. Jared Glosser, your champion at 120 from Eddyville Blakesburg. 132 also from Eddyville Blakesburg. Jake Maroff, and he goes down to 37-1 on the season. Jake Crosby is 41-3. He gets the championship at 138. Also, Tucker Black at 145. He's your Eddyville Blakesburg champion there as well. 39-4 now on the year. Austin Vogel from Pekin is your champion at 152. And we're up to 160. Brett Wursta from Eddyville Blakesburg is your champion in an exciting overtime match there. You heard just a little bit ago, 5-3 right here in Eddyville Blakesburg. We're getting ready for some other weight classes, and we'll send it back to you guys and head back up to Albion.
Well, Jack Leshen had a commanding 12-4 lead and a couple of really strong moves here by Bose of Davis County. And now Leshen finds himself only with a four-point lead here, 12-8, final 50 seconds of this second period. We're going to go to Dan Stocker here in just a few moments, check in with him at Wells Fargo Arena. But right now, Jack Leshen, the grandson of Ron and Cora Leshen, Kirk Leshen's son, and the cousin of all those other Albia Leshen boys. 12-8, Leshen out in front, 37 seconds to go, second period.
And he's a big part of their hope to topple Albia here in Albia for the championship. Albia with a 10-point lead here. A lot of wrestling left. We got wrestle backs. We've got the 82, 95, 220, and 285-pound matches left to bring all this action to you on 96.7 KIIC. And Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Kevin Cochran doing it for you here in Albia. We got Joe Millage over in Eddyville bringing you that Class 1A. And there's Joe now.
Let's go to Wells Fargo Arena. Dan Stocker on the mic up there. And, Dan, we're going to get an update from you. But as we finalize this final 12 seconds here in the second period, Jack Leshen stands to his feet trying to get the separation and will get the escape with the final. Jack Leshen does get the escape. He does. He gets an escape. And let's go to Dan Stocker. Dan, Wells Fargo Arena, how's the Albia crowd? What's the turnout up there?
Nice crowd today. You know, it's a beautiful day to be up in Des Moines, and nice weather. Roads are nice and travelable and everything today. Girls find themselves, got in a big hole early, as reported earlier, got down 10-0, and they've been trying to claw back, and they just can't get over that hump. Find themselves in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left, trailing 37-21. To Knoxville, so they're just not able to get things going today, and it's just a little slow start for them.
Well, here's a throw attempt. Dan, we'll keep it right there with you. A throw attempt by Bose, and Leshen counters it and gets the back points. It has him sprawled out on the floor. Nearly got the pin there. I think both the officials are a little bit out of position there, Joe. That might have been a pin.
Well, we don't need Grinnell to get that extra bonus point on the championship side, but give Logan Bose credit. He hit a desperation move in a desperation situation, and he gets a reversal here. He caught him a little bit too high, but he trails 18-8. He needs to really, 18-10. He needs to really hit a big move. Can't get him here with 107 left. Logan Bose is going to need to just cut him and try to do something with him here on his feet like he did the last time.
Dan, what give us a score again and where you're at in terms of times and those type of things.
Sure. We're 4:38 left in the game here. Again, Albia, the Lady D's trailing 37-21 to Knoxville. Just been struggling to get things going for them all night. They start out in a 10-0 hole to start the game and just haven't been able to find a way to get themselves back. Knoxville's done a nice job putting good pressure on the ball. Lady D's have had just a little struggle trying to get good looks to them. You know, we've got for scoring, Brooke Bettis has done a masterful job as she usually does. She's got what looks like Johnny Shawmee, 2 for 6, 7, 13 points total here. Followed by Katie Dyson with a couple. Mackenzie Griffin's got a couple, and then Kylie Peterson with 4. So just needing a little more offensive firepower for him would help, but you got to give credit to Knoxville for playing good defense on him.
Well, Dan, we'll check back in with you. I know you got the boys' game coming up, and we'll head back to Wells Fargo after this. But right now, Jack Leshen trying to get an escape here and get the win for Grinnell. But more importantly, he's the only guy on the roster we've been rooting for all day from Grinnell. Not that we have any hard feelings for him, but they're in a battle for a team title.
That's exactly right, Jason. Grinnell, with this win, will probably come within 3 points of the Blue Demons, and then it'll come down, at 82 pounds, everybody's all done there. That scoring has been tallied up. You've got a chance for more from Grinnell.
To Christian Summers, that'll be a big one.
Yep. There's still some scoring left.
Yeah. Well, you think about that 3-4 finish there, Christian and Summers and Caden Moore. Those might be enough points to make a difference.
It could very well come down to that match. It could very well come down to that match. At 285 pounds, Zach Davis is going to be competing for the championship, and he already took care of Hofstetter from Grinnell, so it's gonna be exciting here as we'll count down through here. We see Jacob West take the mat for his match in the Constellations at 182.
Jack Leshen does get the 170 title, and Coach Cochran, you're looking at those team points. How do we break this thing down?
Well, the biggest thing is, after these finals are over, they're going to go in and wrestle the fifth and sixth place matches. There's only five of those, so they may not have a major impact, but everything's going to count. I think really what it's going to boil down to is right now there's only four wrestlebacks, and Albia's in two of those four, and you have Folkerts and you have Lawless. If they can find a way to win and even find a way to get bonus points, which Ozine's done a nice job of that all year, because the first thing you look for is the win. If you get bonus, great. But it could come down to those final two matches on the entire day.
We'll
keep them posted.
Right now, Carter Isley is on the mat for the Chargers, taking on Colton Spohr of Knoxville. And this Sheraton match brought to you by Smith Body Shop. You want to know our name for all your fender benders and more? Smith Body Shop, along with Millerton Cafe, best homemade pie all around. Millerton Cafe and Smith Body Shop, sponsors of this 182 championship matchup. Carter Isley has got the takedown. He's out in front here over Colton Spohr of Knoxville.
Talking about that team race, over here on the first mat, we got Jacob West of Albia, who looks like he's going to get pinned from Grinnell. Wow. So, you know, change of the tides there. So we're going to have some things go our way as Jacob West does get pinned there in the first period by Sanchez of Grinnell.
So Jacob West, he gets pinned in his second varsity match and did a nice job stepping in there for the Blue Demons, picking up fourth place points here at the Albia Fieldhouse.
195, Christian Summers will check in here in just a second. He's going to be up against another Grinnell kid. That will be an important one. But right now, Carter Isley gives up the escape to Spohr. Isley trying to get the championship at 182. Freshman standout.
And these two wrestlers are just absolutely fantastic. Colton Spohr right now, he's 28-1. Carter Isley right now is 32-2. So just a couple of absolutely fantastic wrestlers, 60 wins and three losses between the both of them.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen a freshman look so physically gifted as I have Carter Isley. You stand next to that kid, he is built, and man, just a freshman. Well, there's a quick throw.
The cow catcher caught old Colton Spohr from Knoxville.
Oh, he's
Spohr
in trouble here.
Has only been beat once before, but he's in trouble getting pinned with 10 seconds to go at 182 pounds.
Isley's
got the cow catcher in, and with 5 seconds to go, it looks like Spohr is going to escape via the clock.
And the Spohr just narrowly escapes, but how about that, Carter Isley? With the cow catcher, gets the takedown in the back point. 7-1 lead here for the freshman.
Yeah, freshman, we got a freshman senior versus senior. That Colton Spohr, I don't think he'd been on his back all year with a 27-1 record. But Carter Isley really showing some dominance here at the 182-pound championship class here at this sectional in Albia.
Such a standout wrestler. Had lots of accolades and coming into his high school career. Has made a name for himself as a freshman, and he is a force to be reckoned with, and he's out in front here 7-1. 142 to go, gives up the escape. Second period.
He's making all of our sponsors from Sheraton happy here, including Midwest Heritage Bank. They're there for all your banking needs, and also Long Creek Outfitters. They've got Western wear, and they get you outfitted with what you need for the ride. And Carter Isley with a commanding 7-2 lead here. It's only the second period with 1:33 to go. Both wrestlers on their feet, and Carter Isley has shown that he can do it with the shots and he can do it with the throws. And there he's in on an underhook on the right side, but near the edge of the mat. It looks like he's going to shove Spohr from Knoxville out of bounds. And there they go.
You know, one thing, you look down at Carter, he's got those braces on his shoulders, and he's really been struggling with the shoulder injury, similar to what Nick Pickrell had suffered. If you listen to the doctors, he might not be wrestling right now, but he is one tough kid.
Well, he's making Colton Spohr look like not the great wrestler that he is, and Spohr a little bit timid now after getting thrown to his back on that cow catcher. Spohr shot in on a shot that wasn't that bad, but he just kind of left his left arm out a little bit, and Isley let him get in with penetration and then just used all of Spohr's momentum with the cow catcher, dumped him onto his back, and with 10 seconds to go in the first period, nearly pinned Colton Spohr from Knoxville for his second loss of the year.
He'd had another 2 or 3 seconds on that clock, he would have got the pin. But Isley with a 5-point lead here, 7-2, 40 seconds to go. This second period brought to you by Sheraton's Hardy's and Golden Furrow. Here's a shot and countered by Isley.
The Hammer Medical of Sheraton is proud to bring you this
third period coming up as well. They can help you with all your medical equipment needs after an injury or surgery. That's Hammer Medical.
Carter Isley meeting up with Spore at the middle of the mat with a 7-2 lead, 24 seconds to go here, second period.
And with a big five-point lead, Carter Isley can select to do some circling, be very defensive. He's got 15 seconds left in the second period. He's got all of his stall calls left here at the Albia Fieldhouse, and bringing you this live high school wrestling action on 96.7. Carter Isley not disappointing those Sheraton fans.
No, he won't disappoint them. he's such an outstanding wrestler. I'll tell you what. He has a chance, you know, Joe, to really make a run for the top of the podium at this weight class. He didn't have the shoulder injury. I don't know who could beat him, honestly.
Well, the chaff gets separated from the grain pretty quickly up there at the well. The first two rounds, there is no bad wrestlers after that. They're all great. And there's a Carter Isley in on Shuck.
Oh,
he
wow.
gets by. And nice job by Spore from Knoxville grabbing the leg, but he cannot stop the Shuck move. 9-2 now for Carter Isley with that Shuck and spin by. So Knox... Spore from Knoxville, he's down 9-2. He's got a 27-1 record, and there's a chance he'll have to have a wrestle back against Julio Sanchez.
I'll tell you what, both these wrestlers have a chance to make it to the well, and I would be shocked if they didn't.
There's an escape by Spore. Narrows the lead to 6 points, 9-3 now at 182 pounds. It's the championship match featuring Carter Isley from Sheraton versus Colton Spore from Knoxville. We're here in the Albia Fieldhouse. Albia on top in the team standings with Grinnell. Other schools competing here today. You've got the Centerville Big Reds, the Knoxville Panthers, and the Davis County Mustangs.
Spore took a drop down, countered by Isley. We're at the edge of the mat. There's a shot by Spore off the edge of the mat. They go. Final 54 seconds. The freshman, outstanding freshman, Carter Isley trying to get the win. That's Harold and Teresa Riley's grandson from Moravia.
That's right. Harold's a big Hawkeye fan. That's the only thing you wouldn't like about him.
He's a good guy.
Now there's a Shuck again.
Wow.
And really, Spore feeling the look time getting by. And there's a dresser dump. There's a dresser dump. And almost back points there for Carter Isley. But he has to get back around on the hips. And I tell you what, Carter Isley making Colton Spore look like...
That's doing something.
Like he's not great, but he really is. That's a feat.
27-1 Spore. This is an outstanding wrestler that Carter Isley's putting to it.
So with the final 15 ticks going off the clock, Carter Isley will be the champion at 182 pounds. Julio Sanchez from Grinnell has a chance to take the second spot from Colton Spore from Knoxville. So there will be a wrestle back at 182. It's going to be Sanchez from Grinnell against Spore from Knoxville, and your 182-pound champion from Sheraton, Iowa, Carter Isley.
How about that? I'll tell you what, you know, there's some talk that maybe he might not even be able to wrestle today, Joe. A lot of people don't know that he suffered with that shoulder injury. That's one tough kid at 182, Coach Cochran.
It is. I mean, Sheraton's got a pretty special freshman right there.
Yeah.
I think not only in wrestling, but all other sports in general.
Hey, here comes Christian Summers.
This is an important match right here for Albia. And Christian lost his opener and he got caught and got pinned. Now he's going to have to help his teammates out here and also help himself.
Let's have Summers Insurance and Quality Ag Service sponsor this match. It's Albia versus Grinnell. Christian Summers, Albia's talented 195-pound. What did he weigh this morning?
He was really worried because he had to get up early, eat. And he took a couple of Gatorades with him, and because he's worried about making weight. He was
weighing
too little.
That's totally the opposite of a normal wrestler.
I think he prefers being in that position, although he's a little nervous.
Well,
this match brought to you by Quality Ag. Quality. It says it all. Quality products, quality service from Quality Ag, located on Old 34 West of Albia. And you can even stop in and see Allison Sinclair there. She's working all the time.
Hey, right here on mat number one, Riley Denny from Centerville just dominated today, pinning his opponent from Knoxville in 35 seconds. And Denny is a pinning machine.
He is.
And they're out of bounds in the consolation match. Christian Summers, he's back to the center of the mat. He's going up against a much larger Caden Moore from Grinnell. Moore, he's a sophomore.
Let's see if Christian's strength training, courtesy of my brother Jimmy.
A trip and a throw to his back, and just cat quick like that. Caden Moore with a nifty little trip there, and now he's got the headlock in on Christian Summers.
He's going to have to fight his way out of this somehow.
Exactly a minute to go, and Christian Summers needs to fight his way off his back, maybe roll through. If he could just roll through right here, I think that Moore's just a little bit high. If he could just roll through before he gets pinned, but he... Okay. Well,
just got caught, and that's when you give it that much weight, that's one of the perils of it, and I know he's going to be disappointed in that, but nonetheless, he will end his senior campaign.
So we're going to have a wrestle back at 195. It'll be Caden Moore from Grinnell versus Jack Agan from Knoxville. All right, here comes the big boys, the 220-pounders. We've got Grinnell in the championship here, and Grinnell, the last three matches have been winning in dominating fashion. Well, I guess that was Carter Isley beating a good Grinnell foe.
Yeah.
You know, and looking at the bonus points, when you start doing the scoring, if you just win a match, you get no, there's no additional points besides maybe your, especially in a placing match, you get no points. If you win by major decision, you're going to get one. If you win by a technical fall, you get 1.5. And if you win by fall, which we've seen Grinnell do here lately, they get 2 additional team points added to their score.
It's going to be a tight race right down to the end. We need a little help from our friends from Knoxville right here at 220. We're going to go on checking with Joe Millage here in just a second. Scotty from. All right, we got Dan Stocker. Let's really quick run up to Wells Fargo Arena. Dan, give us an update. Dan Stocker joining us from Wells Fargo Arena. Dan, how's the conclusion of the girls' game going?
Well, Dan's got his headset on, so we're going to leave it right here. The 220-pound weight class, arguably the weakest here. There's 4 wrestlers represented. Grinnell with a number one seed, a 22-25 record. The Grinnell wrestler, Austin Warrington's going up against Brock Cavanaugh. He's a 10-14 record on the year, a freshman. So give the number one seed to the wrestler with the most matches and the most seniority. And right now, the score is 3-6, and Grinnell's on top. The Blue Demons really hoping for a Knoxville upset here at 220 pounds, and their lead has dissolved, and they now trail Grinnell by just a couple points in the team rankings.
Chris Wright of Sheraton right now taking on Caleb Langan from Davis County, and Wright has Langan on his back trying to get the pin here. Wright does get the pin, so Sheraton's Chris Wright, a sophomore, gets the pin over Davis County. That pin brought to you by Heartland Public Adjusting, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Piper's, that old-fashioned general store, handmade candy and deli sandwiches, and you can take care of your sweetheart by getting over there and get some chocolate for Valentine's Day. All right, let's take that trip back up to Wells Fargo Arena. Dan Stocker standing by. Dan, give us the rundown at the conclusion of that girls' basketball game.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Lady D's came just a bit short here, losing today to Knoxville 44-29 was our final score here. Just got done. Lady D's were led by Brooke Bettis with 13 points. Mackenzie Griffin, Kylie Peterson, and Katie Dyson each had 4. And then Haley Hudson had a bucket also for 2 for Lady D's. Just not able to get things going. And also Tegan Bossert had a bucket for 2. On the boards, Lady D's had 24 total rebounds. Knoxville only had 11, so we controlled the boards, but just unable to connect and convert those into extra points for us. Certainly a number of turnovers for both squads. The Lady D's led that, and that's really a big tail of the tape there. 22 turnovers for the Lady D's compared to only 11 for Knoxville. And so anytime we're doubling up on turnovers, that's not a good sign for them. You know, just a great experience. You can't say enough about the Lady D's getting a chance to come up here and play at Wells Fargo. The fans are here supporting them, really behind them all the way. Got all the Coach Achenbach was able to get all the players in off the bench, even a couple freshmen that he dressed today for the first time, and so they got a chance to experience this. You know, that's what you want to try to do. Hopefully, build on for those younger kids to build up the program a little bit and get them ready to go for you know their next year's coming up. This season's just not turning out the way the Lady D's would have certainly wanted, but it's the season we get nonetheless, Jason.
Well, good job out of you, Dan. And I know the boys, they're probably going to get ready to warm up here just momentarily, and we will bring the action to you here in just a few seconds. But right now, we're at the heavyweight, 285, and this is the big one. Because Zach Davis not only wants to punch his ticket to district, but, guys, this is a big match if Albie wants to hang in there for a team title.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a must-win for him to get the title, but it's the last chance they have for a championship here. And Coach Cochran will bring it up here a little bit on the computer, but I believe the Blue Demons are going to be behind by 2.5 points as these matches commence. Grinnell on the consolation match, they're going up against Sheraton. That's Tanner Hofstadter from Grinnell versus Jacob Cohen from Sheraton, where Zach Davis is going up against a familiar foe, Ben Kinkart from the Davis County Bloomfield Mustangs.
Yeah, I think they met up, is that over at, it wasn't I-35, it was down at, Leon.
They met at Leon and they had a overtime match that Zach Davis won.
Right now, this Sheraton match is being brought to you by Golden Furrow, Danco, and Hobby Haven, along with our friends at Red Hawk Realty over in Sheraton. See them for all your residential and farm real estate needs.
Zach Davis, 1 minute, 15 seconds to go in the 285-pound championship match. Like a lot of his 285-pound matches, no scoring in the first period thus far. And there's a pummeling at the center of the mat. And it looks like Zach just kind of content to try to control hands and wait for his opponent to maybe make a mistake. And not really the kind of action that you see with little guys, is it, Coach Cochran?
No, it's not. I mean, when you start at the smaller weights and you go up to the bigger weights, it's amazing the transition that you see between the two. And referees kind of have to have an understanding of that, too, because you're not going to get the same action out of the heavyweights as you do the smaller kids.
No, both of these wrestlers are... a couple of big boys, Davis County's Ben Kinkart. He's got a 25-14 record on the season. Albie's Zach Davis is 24-11. So Zach Davis trying to advance with the championship here. And I'm sure Coach Winger and Coach Helm are hoping that Ben Kinkart is going to make some kind of a mistake and give the old Senate Piercebacher checking account a little bit more of a hit.
He's already given away, $25 bills?
No, it's more than that. Yeah, it's been pretty good. Pretty good sledding for the Blue Demons up here. They are in contention. They have joined Grinnell at the top of the...
wrestlers down over on the other mat. No,
and the Grinnell wrestler in...
the 285 weight class in the consolation.
He was ahead 2-1 when he was injured, and they're examining his head and neck area. We'll keep you posted on that. That would be Tanner Hofstadter from Grinnell being attended to on the blue mat. Meanwhile, no score as we complete the first period at 285 pounds. Albie's Zach Davis with a sit-out. Now stand up. Now he's broken down by Kinkart.
This second period brought to you by Bloomfield Tractor and Implement, local John Deere dealer down in Bloomfield, and by Falvey Lumber here in Albia, along with our friends from the Monroe County Hospital, proud to support our community award-winning health care and patient satisfaction.
Well, Zach Davis started the second period in the down position, and now he's getting broken down by Ben Kinkart, and Zach really needs to try to make something happen here and get to his feet, maybe try a side roll. Haven't seen that out of Zach for a while. Now, there's Zach getting to his feet, and now he's loose. Now he's loose, and there's a one-point escape for Zach Davis. Like to see that. That first period, our first score of the second period, 1-0, Zach Davis on top here.
Davis pummeling near the middle of the mat, trying to get the win over his Davis County opponent.
Well, Zach Davis, with 1:04 to go here, he needs to be very careful that he doesn't give up that takedown. And Kinkart, a little bit smaller, maybe a little more nimble. I think Zach Davis needs to use his superiority here with weight and technique with 1 minute to go, second period at 285 pounds. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers from the Albia Fieldhouse. It's sectional wrestling, the 2013 edition. The top two from each one of these weight classes will advance to the district meet next week in Knoxville. Top two there. You'll hear it all live on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Those top two will go to the well on Thursday to compete in the state championships. Right here, Zach Davis at 285, 25 seconds left. He leads 1-0 in the second period.
How big was that Dewey Motor Company escape that he had to begin this period? That was just huge, and Now he's just got to find a way to get it.
Oh, there's an underhook by Davis. And with 13 seconds to go, a nice job by Kincard back and out. And that was really the most action we'd seen. And it's kind of different to be getting excited about an underhook.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on over here on that number on the blue mat over here with the Grinnell. I'm not sure if it was head. I'm not sure if it's, you know, it's. I think the match is over. You only get 90 seconds of injury time, and there's no bleeding. You get 5 minutes of bleeding time, which it seems like a lot of time. I'm not sure what the situation is.
He's sitting up, so that's a good sign.
Yes.
Yeah, they've got him sitting up for the first time, and he's been over there being tended to for the last 4 or 5 minutes. So Zach Davis, he gets through that second period without any more scoring.
Well, Zach, this is such a big moment for him right here.
He needs to break him down. Yep. I think if he can get him broken down, he's got a real good chance. Then they're out of bounds.
Well, that's
took 9 seconds for him to swim out of bounds. If Zach Davis can get Kincart broken down, Zach Davis does a very good job with a power half. And you get that kid broken down, it takes a lot to get a 285-pounder off of you and get back to your base. And I really like Zach Davis's chances if you can just break him down once here. And there's a stand up and swimming by Kincart. Kincart's with, and there he's broken down.
Yep, third period underway, and this is a third period brought to you by B&W Plumbing and Heating. And Dan and Pat Johnson, along with the Albion Motors, locally owned and operated Ford dealership, quietly doing business since 1950.
Zach Davis with the power half near the edge of the mat. He just let him swim a little bit too far on that stand-up, Jason, and he can't work that pinning combination. They're out of bounds with 1:25 to go.
Well, this is so important here for Zach Davis to not let him get that first move.
Something odd there. They are allowing the Grinnell wrestler to continue to compete. What do you think of that, Coach?
Well, you know, I guess we don't have the actual clock to see what the time is, but apparently it must be his ankle. They taped his shoe up in the ankle, so he must have been out of time. They give him time to wrap the ankle, and then he's good to go. So I don't know if he was bleeding, started the bleeding. And if he's bleeding in any fashion, regardless of where it's at, then that becomes blood time, and he gets 5 minutes of that. So, hey, we're just glad to see him back up and wrestling.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good sign to see. We don't like injuries. And there's Zach Davis with 106 to go.
Here's a throw over here. Cohen gets away from it and landed on his head pretty wildly, and he's going to be attended to. I thought he was going to fall over.
He threw a headlock, and, man, he landed right on his head. And you know, you get up to these bigger boys, and there's a lot of momentum going towards that mat.
Exactly 59.5 seconds remain in the championship match. Zach Davis leads 1-0, and there's a question about the clock. It looks like they're going to reset it at 1:03, and Kincart is going to be in the down position. He takes a drink of water from his coaches, comes back to the center of the mat. The Davis County Mustang gets set at the center of the mat.
Cohen over here for Sheraton. Hofstetter going at it on the blue mat. 2-1. Hofstetter out in front here. That match being brought to you by Heartland Public Adjusting and Motor Inn of Knoxville, along with Grace Baptist Church. Services at 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. on Sundays. You can hear them right here on KISE at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m.
And a stand-up attempt there by Kincart, taken back down by Zach Davis with a corkscrew ride. And there's a warning for stalling on Zach Davis. And I really thought that was a quick warning for stalling on Zach, because it only took 8 seconds. And that was pretty quick.
That was judgment call.
Yep.
You can't argue about a judgment call. Get you kicked out. It gets you Keith a little out of here.
It'll get you Keith a little out of here. We're going to have to coin that phrase. Now, here's a stand-up attempt by Kincart, and Davis brings
nice
him back down to the mat.
Move.
And with 44 seconds to go, Zach Davis needs to try something here. They're out of bounds with 39 seconds to go. Kincart's move has been the swim-out, stand-up. Swim-out, stand-up. And he's getting to the edge of the mat. Now, Coach Wenger is giving Zach Davis some advice. I think he's going to tell him to stay back on the ankles and keep him from swimming out here, because that is his first move every time.
Well, Zach Davis trying to get the championship here. He covers Kincart over on the other match. Cohen trailing by 2-1 going into the third and final period for Sheraton.
Zach Davis with the armbar. He's got him broken down on that swim out. Now he's trying to butcher. They're near the edge of the mat with 30 seconds to go. Zach Davis needs to hold on for 30 seconds without getting a stall call. And now they're out of bounds again with 25 seconds. Folks, this is a match that is at 1-0.
Over here, Cohen has his opponent, and he gets him into a pin. So Cohen gets the pin for the Chargers, and that is courtesy of CNC Cycle. And Mac Hardware, the pin for the Chargers as Cohen gets the win. And that also helps the Blue Demons out right there.
Well, championship match here. Zach Davis has got to complete the last 25 seconds here as we're underway.
Oh, he
he's
got
to
job.
Keep from getting stalled. He's got
his way up.
He's got a one stall warning on him. He's got one to give. And there's Zach Davis with a power half. He's got 14 seconds left to go. He needs to hang on. He's got his opponent, Kincart, broken down. He's out a little bit too high, though, folks. But he keeps him broken down. And with 7 seconds to go, he's working just hard enough to keep from getting the stall call. And with 3 seconds to go, Zach Davis is going to win 1-0. And he will be your champion at 285 pounds.
Zach Davis gets the win. And, you know, the dream season for Zach continues. You think about the storylines of Zach Davis. Coach talked about it. Coach Cochran talked about it. He's had to lose over 100 pounds before he could even start wrestling last year. And now he finds himself going into the weight room about 8 pounds underweight every workout. He's made a transition in his body, made a transition in his mind. He's became more dedicated to school. And now he'll get a chance to go on and see if he can get his ticket punched to Wells Fargo Arena at Districts.
Well, wrestling is one of the best sports in the world. It's an individual accomplishment that you get to participate on a team. Zach Davis doing a great job for his team there and giving himself some individual pride with his championship at 285 pounds. Congratulations, Zach Davis. You are the 285-pound champion.
We have a 132 wrestle back and a 126 wrestle back going on right now. But I want to go to Dan Stocker real quick when Dan gets on, and we'll get him on. But, Joe, we got a pin right here at 126.
These are the fifth, sixth place matches, and they're putting these in, folks, to give – a little bit of time for the wrestlebacks. I think we've got five consolation matches here. These wrestlers will be going for fifth and sixth, and then we'll roll right into the wrestlebacks. Two Albia Blue Demons will be participating.
Well, let's take and see if we can get caught up with Joe Millage. I believe he's down at the Rockets, and he'll be giving us an update here in just a second. Let's take a quick timeout and get you updated on our sponsors. Come back, check in with Joe Millage, and we'll check in with Dan Stocker at Wells Fargo Arena on this Super Saturday, Super Sports Saturday, bringing you sectional wrestling coverage and live girls and boys basketball coverage from Wells Fargo Arena. Don't go anywhere more after this timeout.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Save on refreshment this week at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. There's a Super Buy on regular, diet, and caffeine-free Pepsi and Mountain Dew. 24 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. All 2-liter Pepsi products are 3 for $4. But Bud Light, Select 55, Michelob Golden Light, Draft, Coors Light, and Miller Lite 18 packs are $12.79 plus deposit. Stock up on refreshment with Jim and Charlie's.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member owned, and that's the key. Serving you.
doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Now, back to a guy who thinks a technical fall is when he drops his cell phone. With more wrestling coverage, here's Jason Summers.
Welcome back, everyone. Super Saturday of sports, wrestling right now. Basketball all night long. Girls game is in the book. Knoxville got the win over the girls at Wells Fargo Arena, but the boys are going to be going in about 15 minutes. Dan Stocker will have that coverage for you as we'll head to Wells Fargo Arena for the boys game. And then tonight, the nightcap. And it's Iowa State basketball on the air right after the Albia boys game. But let's go to Coach Kevin Cochran to break down the scoring right now between these teams. And, Coach, you got the scoring update.
And this should be updated through the final round, through the heavyweight. Sixth place, Knoxville, 126. Centerville's in fifth place with 132. Davis County, Bloomfield, fourth place, 136. Sheraton, third place, 149. And then we still kind of got a dogfight here at the top, but Albia's in second place with 186.5, and Grinnell leads with 197. So I know me and Joe was talking about the wrestlebacks that we have. We're going to have bonus points. And Grinnell is only in one fifth and sixth place match. So there's still a lot of wrestling to be made, but it's going to come right down to the wire.
Wow. It's going to be hard for the Blue Demons to win this sectional championship in Albia in their home gymnasium, the Albia Fieldhouse, if they are unable to win every match from here on out. And we've got two of them. We've got a 132-pound match with Blake Lawless, and then we're going to have Caleb White at 138.
If I've got a calculator right, you should get three. I think if they win by pin, you can get 5 points. So that would give us 10, which would put us to 196.5. So
wow.
Physically, I don't know if we can do it. But I'm not sure how the system calculates as each round goes by either. So,
and I was wrong about that. It's Dalton Fulkers at 45. Caleb, he's already advanced to the district meet next week. It'll be 145 Fulkers versus McCurdy from Sheraton at 145.
You know, and then, as the day has progressed, Albia's had everything roll their way, so they might as well win this thing by like a half a point. I mean, that would only be fitting.
It's been that kind of a day, hasn't it?
Yeah, end up with 197.5.
And for it to take place on the red mat.
All the controversy today, folks, has been on the red mat, and we'll bring you some of that controversy. Folks, it's been a great day of wrestling. The Albia Blue Demons have been hosts here at the Albia High School Fieldhouse for the 2013 sectional wrestling meet. The schools here are the Blue Demons, the Big Reds, Sheraton Chargers, Knoxville Panthers, Davis County Mustangs, and Grinnell Tigers. And we have crowned champions in all 14 weights. At 106 pounds, it was Walker Henderson. He got the championship for the Davis County Mustangs. At 113 pounds,
Cody Smith had a nice big win there for Davis County.
Yep, he took care of Jake Staroska from Grinnell for the championship. The Shadow Leshen Tech fought his way to the championship at 120 pounds. And at 126, your very own Bryce Leshen got it done against Tanner Cowan again. And give Bryce Leshen a whole bunch of credit, because Tanner Cowan is a place winner from the 2011 state tournament.
Easily see both those guys make their way to Wells Fargo Arena. And how tough is that? There's Devin Harberts. You know, yep. Those three guys in the same weight class doesn't hardly seem fair.
At 132 pounds, something was wrong with top-seeded Josh Crawford, as he had a couple of defeats, including Blake Lawless. Lawless got to the final, but lost in an overtime match, a very exciting overtime match against Centerville's Bradley Irwin. So Tanner Pausch has the chance for a wrestleback against Blake Lawless. Be very interesting to see from a mental standpoint how well Blake's been able to prepare himself for that match after that tough overtime loss in the final. At 138 pounds, your champion is Caleb White.
Dramatic fashion.
Yeah, Caleb White, folks, if you were not listening, in his semifinal match, he scored a takedown with no time left on the clock, and there were a lot of hoots and hollers and people escorted out that did not like the call from Knoxville. And I think right now the score is 2 Grinnell Tigers kicked out of this gym, 1 Knoxville Tiger, and 1 Sheridan Charger. So
Keith Little's been busy.
Keith Little has been busy, folks, here at the Albia High School Fieldhouse. But your 38-pound champion is Caleb White. Brody Beck from Grinnell took on Dalton Fulkerson in the 145-pound championship, and Beck took care of business 4-0. He had a reversal and a takedown to complete all the scoring in the 145-pound final.
All right, Griffin Osing. Griffin pinned his way to the championship, getting a pin over Connor Gergrich. And will there be a wrestle back there, guys?
Yes. Yeah, you've got Gergrich is going to have to wrestle back against Grant Walker from Centerville.
So. And how about Walker in that first matchup, getting the upset win over Kenny Clark at Grinnell? You know, that that was an unbelievable. He was down and came back and got the win. And Clark, 3-2 on the season, 3-20 on the season, upset 12-7 Clark.
Clark's out there on the match right now in a 4-4 match against Hamp Kinley from Knoxville, and we'll keep an eye on that one for you. We want to see Kinley get those fifth-place points. At 160 pounds, Albie's Brett Leshen continued his dominance on the year. He goes to 45-0 on the year, undefeated, and your 160-pound champion here at the 2013 sectional wrestling meet in Albia.
Moving right along to 170, Logan Bose of Davis County took on Jack Leshen in the championship, and Jack Leshen got out to a big lead, 12-2, and with a reversal with time expiring in the opening period, made it 12-4, but he had a comeback run by Bose, but was able to hold him off. And Jack Leshen of Grinnell, that's the grandson, Ron and Cora Leshen, and the cousin of Bryce, Brett, and Shadow Leshen. He is the champion at 170.
And there will be a wrestle back at 170. It'll be Logan Bose from Davis County versus Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. At 182, Colton Spohr from Knoxville took on Carter Isley. Isley with a dominating win over the senior from Knoxville. It was freshman versus senior, and Spohr goes down to only his second loss of the season. But both of those wrestlers advance to next week's district championship in Knoxville.
Both of those guys, you got to say, have a legitimate shot. They should be the guys going on and representing our district at the state. Two of the outstanding wrestlers all the way around.
Yep. At 195, Riley Denny from Centerville took care of business. He got Jack Egan in the final and got it done at 195 pounds. Centerville's Riley Denny is your champion.
And the Coach Cochran called him a pinning machine. That's exactly what he was. I don't know if there 10 seconds went off the clock. It was that quick.
He's had a lot of falls right underneath the minute mark. I mean, he goes out very aggressive, throws them legs in, cranks the heck out of your shoulders, and
turns you.
Well, he did it quick.
A real light 220-pound weight class today, folks. Four wrestlers, all sporting losing records. The best one of the bunch was Austin Warrington from Grinnell. He is your champion here at the Albia Sectional. And you just heard it, or if you're just tuning in, we'll tell you about it. Zach Davis with an exciting 1-0 victory over Ben Kincart from Davis County at 285 pounds. Zach Davis is your champion. And, folks, it has been a ton of fun crowning the champions, but now the real excitement's coming up. The Blue Demons need to make up 10.5 points on the Grinnell Tigers in the wrestle back rounds, so that means Blake Lawless and Dalton Fulkers have got to get it done, and they got to get some bonus points if the Blue Demons are going to be your sectional champion here today.
Well, let's take a timeout. We'll come back and get you those wrestle backs and check in with Dan Stocker and Joe Millage. We'll get an update from Jay Mill down at Eddyville Blakesburg and talk with him about the conclusion of the wrestling down at Rocket Land when we come back here on this Super Saturday. Sectional wrestling right now. Boys basketball next, followed up with the Cyclones to finish our evening on this Super Saturday and, of course, Super Bowl weekend. Your sports leader's got to have the Super Bowl, and we do, and you'll hear it all right here on your sports leader, KISE. Don't go anywhere.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
It's Super Bowl time at the new Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa. Buy two of their delicious large pizzas and get free 2 liters of pop this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plus, they'll have lots of Super Bowl treats and specials. Pizza, sandwiches, donuts, beer, pop, ice, and much, much more. Anderson's Country Store is open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. to 10 on Saturday and Sunday. Park right in front. Remember, buy two large pizzas this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and get 2 liters of pop free.
Carpenter's Hall in Sheraton is having a Sunday buffet on February 3rd. Thelma is serving roasted chicken, chef-carved ham and roast beef, a variety of side dishes along with a salad bar, and a delectable dessert bar including cheesecake and soft-serve ice cream. Serving starts at 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., and the cost is $12 per person. Come on out and enjoy brunch at Carpenter's Hall on Sunday, February 3rd.
Now, back to a guy who thinks a whizzer is... never mind. Here's Jason Summers.
Wrestleback time here as we wrap things up from Albia High School, and we'll get an update from Joe Millage from Rocket Land. But right now, it's Bogle from Centerville trying to get the win and earn his spot as a second seed from this sectional in the districts.
Bogle, this match sponsored by Centerville Tractor and Implement, your John Deere sales, parts, and service dealer in Centerville. Centerville Tractor and Implement. Zach Bogle with a quick takedown and a cut of his opponent, McKay from Grinnell. Albie Blue Demon is really rooting for this Centerville Big Red wrestler, Zach Bogle. Albia pretty much, if they want to win this tournament, they're going to have to run the table, get bonus points, and Grinnell has to not win any. 11.5 points. 11.5 points separate.
Oh, here's a nice move by Bogle.
That was a real good underhook. And a lot of times you don't see those 106-pounders hit throws like that. Ah. But nice job by Bogle. Hits the underhook, puts Connor McKay onto his back, and your 106-pound qualifier... in behind Walker Henderson from Davis County is going to be Zach Bogle. It's got a lot of folks listening in here on 96.7 KIIC. You want to see Brian Crawl? He shouted out. Bob Sennett listening in. Mark Henderson from Bloomfield. He's got his headset on in here in the gymnasium listening to the live wrestling action here from the Albia Fieldhouse. It is exciting.
Well, here it is, buddy. This is the WrestleBacks. Blake Lawless is going to go at it at 132. And this contest is going to be brought to you by Interiors and More, Long Creek Outfitters, Western Wear. They can get you outfitted with what you need for that ride.
A couple of wrestlers that have met this year before. It's Tanner Pouse from Sheraton. He got a pin to get himself into this position. And Blake Lawless, a tough overtime loss in the championship to Bradley Irwin from Centerville. And there's a trip attempt, and it's a potentially dangerous because Pouch had nothing but the neck, no arm in there with it. So really good pair of wrestlers here. Tanner Pouch from Sheraton, grandson of former state champion.
Albia Wrestler brought to you by Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, locally owned and operated, the best meat in town, and Lathrop Construction, vinyl fencing, dirt work, septic tank installation, whatever you need, give Michael and Dean a call, Lathrop Construction.
Well, there's a good shuck move there by Pausch. A nice job by Lawless to fight it off. And now we're going to be out of bounds with 1:03 left in the first period. No score, 132-pound wrestleback. Folks, this is win or go home. The winner of this match will wrestle next week in Knoxville for the districts. The loser, his season will be over as an individual goes. Albia's got a lock on second place, so there will be some team duel action for Albia on Tuesday at a site to be determined, and we will let you know that site. But here at 132 pounds, Blake Lawless, the freshman phenom, in a stalemate condition, and we're going to restart it. Both wrestlers on their feet, 49 seconds left, first period action. Albia's Blake Lawless, Sheraton's Tanner Pausch, first period, 132-pound wrestleback.
Well, there's a shot by Pausch, fought off by Lawless. Pausch, his match brought to you by Piercebacher Funeral Home in Sheraton and Midwest Heritage Bank.
I'm assuming these wrestlers have met up earlier in the year, maybe multiple times at this point.
So multiple times.
Did they see each other at the Southern Iowa Classic?
They did, and Pausch had had a real good match, and he beat Blake. But earlier in the season in the dual meet, Blake beat him.
So, I mean, this can go either way. You know, and Blake almost pulled out the win there against Irwin. And if he would have done that, he would have got my vote for Wrestler of the Day.
Yeah, he had two amazing wins.
Yeah.
He would have had two amazing wins.
He's been wrestling really hard.
There's a shot and a counter by Lawless. And now he's in on single leg with three seconds to go. There's not enough time. He can't get him to the mat quickly enough, but he was in there deep on that. And that was a real good conclusion to the first period for Blake Lawless. No score as we go to the second period.
Second period brought to you by Golden Furrow and Piper's Old Fashioned General Store, handmade candy and deli sandwiches from Sheraton. And our Albia wrestler brought to you by Kness Manufacturing and Community First Credit Union. The name says it all. They put the community first.
Lawless covers to start the second period. There's a stand-up by Pausch. Pausch gets loose, and there's your first score of the match. 1-0, Pausch over Lawless. Lawless with hand control now. He's got the thumb on the inside of the shoulder. Hand control with the left one. Now we're pummeling at the edge of the mat. Lawless backing up Pausch. And Pausch circling near the edge of the mat. Now Lawless back to the center of the mat. Just a pummel inside, outside. There's a kind of a wild shot there by Blake Lawless. And really lucky that the sprawl there didn't result in a shuck by. But Pausch just not quite quick enough to make that happen. Now near the edge of the mat, we're going to... Blake Lawless with inside position now. And now there's an underhook by
Pausch. He's got the single leg.
He's got the single leg. If he can pull that in, he's got to get him to the center of the mat. And there's a throw by Pausch, and Lawless with the leg. He doesn't let it go. He needs to use his head if he uses his head as a lever, he can push that thing over, and we're at the edge of the mat. There's two. There's a takedown. There's two. Oh, they're at the edge of the mat. He's not giving it to him.
There he gives it to Lawless.
There he gives him two, and now they're out of bounds. At first, he didn't give it. I thought he was not giving it because they were out of bounds, but he did finally give it. So it's 2-1, Blake Lawless on
that
top.
That is a Bluff Creek Archery takedown. Get all your archery equipment at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Well, Blake Lawless has done a great job all year long with his technical improvement. Now, there's a side roll, and there is a two-point reversal and back points now for Pausch. And Blake Lawless just... got caught napping a little bit on that move, and that was a four-point move. Now the score is 5-2. Lawless with the stand-up, and Pausch with the leg in, but really a quick side roll there and a quick two count, and that was a tough result there for Blake.
14 seconds to go here in the second period.
Now Blake, he's got 8 seconds to go. He's trailing by three. He's going to start the third period in the down position, so an escape and a takedown will tie it up for him. But he's fighting for his postseason life here at 132 pounds against Tanner Pausch, the junior from Sheraton. 28-11 is Pausch on the year. Lawless, 36-12. Coaches are wondering about the score here.
Yeah.
5.7 seconds remain as they went out of bounds there. And Blake Lawless could bust out right here.
He can. I mean, you know, you put 5.7 seconds on the clock, guy can get out in one. And he could get an escape and get a takedown.
I've seen reversals in less than 2 seconds and escapes in less than one. It'd be nice if he could hit a little side roll move like he just got caught in by Tanner Pausch. Not really a move that you see a lot here.
No, but as far as looking at 5.7 seconds left on the clock, and this is one thing that you really try to coach with, the example, the Sheraton coach is going to coach, hey, 5.7 seconds left, you got to find a way to keep him down. Albie is going to coach, hey, 5.7 seconds left, you got to find a way to get out. And so in practice, we do a lot of drills that are 10 seconds or less, and just finding a way that you got to understand there's very little time on the clock, and you got to make something happen. And Blake needs to make something happen right now.
There's a stand-up by Lawless. Stand-up, switch, and nice job chin back by Pausch, and Lawless could not get out. 5-2 the score now. And, boy, you see this so much in a wrestle-back situation. You know, the competition at the championship match so hot and so heavy. And here's a sit-out by Lawless. As the third period begins, he trails 5-2. It's the wrestle-back action. Lawless in the championship was defeated in four overtimes by Bradley Irwin from Centerville.
This third period brought to you by Quality Ag, Albia Motors, and B&W Plumbing and Heating, your local Ream furnace dealer.
Now Lawless in trouble, chicken wing, and he's getting back points scored on him. And there's a figure four on the body also. So Tanner Pausch really in control right now. He's got the figure four on the body. He's got the chicken wing in. He's stretching out Blake Lawless with 1:22 to go. And Blake really in trouble here, Coach Cochran.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's going to get boy, I almost thought he was pinned right there. But, yeah, he's got to fight for another minute and 12 to get off, and he's got a lot of ground to make up.
Well, he is fighting, folks, out there in Radio Land, Classic Country 96.7. Blake Lawless fighting for his postseason life. He's on his back. His opponent is Tanner Pausch from Sheraton. He puts the figure four in, stretches him out, and gets the pin in 5:02. Call it for Pausch, and really a tough loss for Blake Lawless. Got himself into position to win this thing, and then just ran out of gas. But we got Dalton Fulkerson. Yep. No time to console Blake here on the radio.
That win for Sheraton, courtesy of Sheraton Ford. Get your new or used vehicle at Sheraton Ford, locally owned and operated in Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty, five realtors to help you. Give them a call at Iowa Realty. And from everyone at Hammer Medical of Sheraton, they can help you with all your medical equipment needs.
Dalton Fulkerson on the mat for the Blue Demons. He had a tough 4-0 loss to Brody Beck. And there's a takedown by Folkerts. 2-0.
He should be in pretty good position here. You know, getting his first loss of the day. I mean, I realize he hasn't wrestled that much, but kind of feel bad for Blake Lawless. He's had a good season. He's a freshman, though, and young and can come back. But the other thing is I think that really just took Albie out of the race of winning.
And fast action there. You had a switch by McCurdy. He tied it up at 2-2, and then a reswitch by Folkerts. Now he's ahead 4-2. So a couple of reversals traded there, and those reversals are brought to us today by
our good friends at Edward Jones.
Edward Jones, a couple of reversals there. They deserve to be mentioned.
This Sheraton wrestler McCurdy brought to you by Hammer Medical Supply, Motor Inn of Knoxville, and Heartland Public Adjusting, and CNC Cycle, Harley-Davidson's the bike for you.
Dalton Fulkers, he's the last Albia hope here.
His match is brought to you by Dan and Pat Johnson. They're proud to support all the area wrestlers, and Hardee's of Albia, the best hand-breaded chicken tenders ever.
Oh, yeah, the Jones boys, they know how to cook there at Hardee's. 4-2 with 30 seconds to go in the first period at the 145-pound wrestleback. And here is Dalton Fulkers trying to stack up Stephen McCurdy from Sheraton. It's Albia versus Sheraton. The winner of this one goes on to the district meet in Knoxville next week. Now Fulkers near the edge of the mat trying to work a butcher. Now he's got McCurdy broken down. Now he gets back on the hips. Chicken wing with 8 seconds to go. Right near the edge of the mat. Not going to have any more scoring here. The out-of-bounds line is preventing anything from happening, and we'll go to the second period with a 4-2 score at 145 pounds.
All right, the second period is going to be brought to you, McCurdy brought to you by Judd's Ranch House, located in Nakona. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Food and entertainment, nightly specials, and the Indianola Auto Group. Catch the wave to Waterlands Autoland in Indianola. And, of course, don't forget Valentine's Day coming up. Piper's Old Fashioned General Store, handmade candy and deli sandwiches. Mm-mm, good.
Fulkerts takes down position to start the second period. He gets to his feet. There's going to be a stall call on McCurdy if he doesn't get him back down, but there's a sit out on the stand-up, and there's a two-point reversal for Dalton Fulkerson.
Quick move by Fulkerson in this third period, brought to you by Summers Insurance. And Albia Motor, locally owned and operated Ford dealership, quietly doing business since 1950. And how about People State Bank? Loans of all types, home, farm, commercial. Stop in and see what they have to offer you. People State Bank. And Dalton Fulker's now out in front, 6-2, 1:29 to go, second period.
Now he's getting back points, folks. He chins-ing back on a sit-out attempt, and he's getting back points. If he can suck him back, just out of bounds, that'll be two more back points. 8-2 the score for Dalton Fulker's.
I want to thank Garver Animal Health Center for making this broadcast possible. Hy-Vee, Mick Furniture, Modern Floor Covering, Sheraton Valley REC, and Dr. Adler for making my eyes be able to see the match that I'm watching with my new glasses from Dr. Adler.
And there's a cut by Fulkerson, and just cat quick near the edge of the mat. Looks like he's going to be able to take him down with 1 minute left here in the second period. That makes the score 10-3, and 10-3 for Dalton Fulkerson. Real workmanlike performance here. Now he's going to try the tilt, but they say they're out of bounds. We're going to reset at the center of the mat. Fulkers covers McCurdy with a 10-3 lead.
Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa, where they make car buying fun. You can stop up there and see Jimmy and his staff, and they will make it fun for you. And when you're in Oskaloosa, stop also and see Modern Floor Covering. Wow, do they have the selection of all kinds of floor coverings to meet your needs.
Where's a good sit-out switch there by McCurdy? Oh. He got himself a little bit out high, and Fulkers gets the back points. I think he counted two there. Now Fulkers with the tilt in. Now he's going to try the power half. He's got the leg in on the left side. Now he gets off the leg. If he can stack him up without getting out of bounds, he's going to pin him. Here's McCurdy on his back with 26 seconds to go. Fulkers steps over.
Well, McCurdy's so strong. He was able to fight that off. He's done a great job of keeping Fulkers from getting the pin here.
Well, Fulkers in control of this match. He's going to get two more and extend his lead to 12-3. 12-3 the score now. We'll go to the third period. Big nine-point lead there for Dalton Fulkers, and he'll have his choice in the third period.
Well, this third period is going to be brought to you by Sheraton Hy-Vee, Piercebacher Funeral Home. Pre-plan now and take the stress away from your family. Interiors and more for all your decorating needs. And Long Creek Outfitters, Western Wear, they can get you outfitted with what you need to get on that ride. Of course, now this third period is going to be brought to you for Dalton Fulkers, brought to you by B&W Plumbing and Heating, your local Rheem furnace dealer, and Barker Implement in Albia.
We're going to have a couple minutes after this match before we wrap things up. Just a couple more wrestle backs that aren't going to have consequence on the team score. Your champion here today is going to be Grinnell, isn't it, Coach Cochran?
Yeah, I have a pretty good feeling it is, even if the points that Dalton's going to get here. And I think that's kind of what I was talking about, the importance of having that full team and not having the squad. So I'm trying to figure out, do you just grow kids bigger here? Why can't Albie get a 6-pounder or a 13-pounder in here anywhere?
And you're, it's a weightlifting program.
Why can't you put more weight on your boy and get him at 220, Joe? I mean, come on, we got spots to fill here.
We had a few open weights here for the Albia Blue Demons, but the Warriors that they brought here to the Albia Fieldhouse today were exactly that. Here on 96.7 KIIC, we brought you all this action all day long. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Kevin Cochran, and Dalton Fulkert's on the mat right now. He's going to get second place in this tournament. Brody Beckett, the 145-pound class, was the champion.
Here's a sit-back attempt by Grugerich, fought off by Fulkerson, and nearly got him turned over.
That's Stephen McCurdy from Sheraton there. He trails this one 3-14 now with that reversal by Fulkerson.
We're going to be going to Dan Stocker here in just a moment as Dalton Fulkerson tries to hold on here and get the Albia win and move on to districts. And Dan's going to be bringing us that live basketball coverage. The game just getting underway up at Wells Fargo Arena. The boys taking on Knoxville tonight. Fulkerson in control over here over McCurdy.
Well, we're going to count down through the last 10 seconds here before we go to Joe Millage in Eddyville. And Dalton Fulkers will advance. He will get the second place win in the wrestle back with a 16-3 major decision. Dalton Fulkers takes care of business for the Blue Demons at 145 pounds. And Joe Millage, take it away. Tell us what happened over there in Eddyville this afternoon.
Back down here in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Class 1A sectional, and here with Coach Tony Johnson. Some exciting matches we saw there in the championship round. Eddyville, Blakesburg comes out so far so good with several wrestlers making it on to districts.
Yeah, we had a pretty decent round there. We wrestled well, lost a couple heartbreakers, but the focus is now on the two wrestlebacks we have at 113 and 195. Megan Black will be taking on the Southeast Warren Jonathan Hardy, 31-9 junior, for the chance to go on to districts. Loser stays home. And then at 195, Hunter Johnson's got to wrestle back. We need to win these matches for sure.
Seven wrestlers will advance at this stage with those two wrestlebacks a possibility. Tell us a little bit about what happened during that Worcester match. There were several scoring opportunities that didn't get put up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, there was quite I think it's the loudest day the gym's been all day. There was a couple calls could have gone either way, and there was some conversations between some coaches and refs, and at the end we won, so I guess it worked out for us, and we thought we had it won earlier with some calls, but
Brett
powered through it.
And Brett was wrestling JV and was the number four seed, as you mentioned earlier, and came in because of an injury from one of your varsity players, and he's done well today.
Yeah, Corey Archer tore his knee out. He's had surgery last week, and he's on crutches, hating it because he thought he was going to be the man. But with a few matches under his belt, Brett stepped in there, and he's a sectional champion, so we got to be proud of that, and he should be proud of that, and we're still alive at that weight.
Very good, Coach. Well, we'll see how these wrestlebacks go. We appreciate all of our sponsors, including Advanced Concrete Specialists and Leffler Dirtwork, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, Cinef Auction Service, Eddyville Lumber, and First Iowa State Bank. Our scoring right now for teams, Jason and Joe and Kevin, goes like this. Eddyville Blakesburg with 251, Sigourney Kyoto 163, Southeast Warren 136, and it follows with Cardinal of Eldon 106, and the rest of the teams go like this. Van Buren with 89, and then it's rounded out with Pekin with 82, and then you have Moravia and Wayne in slots 7 and 8. That's the update from Eddyville Blakesburg. Joe Millage, Thunder Country KIIC on Sports Spectacular Saturday.
Cargill or Charton gets the win there. Gugrich with the pin at 152.
Connor Gugrich came out in his wrestleback match against Grant Walker. And Grant Walker did a heck of a job getting past Kenny Clark, and he will get the third place points, and congratulations to the junior from Centerville, Grant Walker. But he does go down by pin to Connor Gugrich. Gugrich just got in there real tight on a headlock and took care of it.
Well, let's quickly run down where we've been, and we'll head right to Dan Stocker, who's got the game live from Wells Fargo Arena. But let's take a quick look at the punch the ticket moment to know who all is going on to districts next week.
106 qualifiers from Albia, Walker Henderson, Davis County, and Connor McKay, Grinnell. And Zach Bogle from Centerville. Bogle beat McKay in the wrestleback.
And it was Kobe Smith of Davis County getting the win over Jake Starosko of Grinnell, and both those wrestlers will go on to represent this district. Or this is a section at districts.
120-pound champion Shadow Leshen from Albia. Second place, Garrett Owens, Centerville.
It was an entertaining 126, but Bryce Leshen was able to defeat Cowan from Centerville, and both those wrestlers will move on. Leshen with the championship at 126.
One of the best wrestling brackets today, Blake Lawless loses in the championship to Bradley Irwin from Centerville in four overtimes, and then is upset by Tanner Pausch in the wrestleback. So it will be Irwin and Pausch at Knoxville next week, 132-pounders.
At 138, in dramatic and last moment style, Caleb White advanced to the finals by the final second, and Caleb gets the championship at 138.
Nance from Sheridan also advances. At 145 pounds, Dalton Folkerts wins in a wrestleback for second place. He was defeated in the final by Brody Beck from Grinnell. Beck from Grinnell, Folkerts from Albia at 145 pounds.
Osing and Grugrich will advance both on at 152. Osing got the pin over Grugrich, and Grugrich was able to get the pin and the wrestle back, and he will move on, him and Griffin Osing.
Brett Leshen advances to a 45-0 record with his championship today. Bryce Lidka from Grinnell was in second place at 160 pounds.
It was another Leshen getting a win at 170 in the championship. Jack Leshen of Grinnell gets the win over Bose of Davis County, and both those wrestlers are wrestling right now. Bose is wrestling
Crossett from Knoxville, and currently it's Crossett from Knoxville with a 7-2 lead in the second period. The winner of that 170-pound wrestleback will be the other district qualifier behind Jack Leshen at 170.
At 182, it was an amazing Carter Isley. The freshman gets the win over Colton Spohr. Spohr's only his second loss on the entire year, and both Spohr and Isley will head to district action.
Riley Denny at 195 pounds pinned his way to the championship. He will be joined by either Jack Egan of Knoxville or Caden Moore from Grinnell. Those two wrestlers will compete in a wrestleback match for second place at the completion of this 170-pound match.
It's a very light, as you said, Joe, 220 weight class, and I believe it was Grinnell's Washington that gets the championship, and he will
be joined by either Sheraton's Chris Wright or Davis County's Caleb Langnan. They are going to have a wrestle back at 220 pounds.
285, Zach Davis, the champion for Albia at 285 in dramatic fashion. And Zach holds on to get the win, and he will advance. And Kinkhart from Davis County will join him on their trip to district action. And that wraps up your individuals. Let's go, Coach Cochran. You got the standings so far on the teams.
Well, actually, no. I'm sitting here watching Megan Blackson and Russell back, so I'm trying to keep tabs of that right now.
Well, your champion here at the Albia version of the 2013 sexual wrestling tournament is going to be the Grinnell Tigers. They advance to the team duels, and they'll be joined by the Albia Blue Demons. The Blue Demons receive second place.